Blog Talk Radio.
Job told the Lord, though you slay me, yet will I trust you. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego will tell you that he can turn a fiery furnace into an air-conditioned room. Trust in the Lord. Daniel will tell you that he can lock the jaws of angry lions and turn them into purring kittens. Trust in the Lord. Trust in the Lord with all thy heart and lean not to thy own understanding. And he will direct thy path. Trust in the Lord.
Somebody say yeah! Oh, y'all ought to help me tonight. Say yeah! Has the Lord been good to you?
In the Lord, he'll make a way. You know, and that's such a true song, if you trust in the Lord, because we trust in God. Whatsoever problem or need that we have, he will make a way for us to receive. And I think, and I praise God for that. First, I give honor to God, to his Son, Jesus Christ, to the precious gift of the Holy Ghost, to each and every one here named by name. I do thank God for being here today. I thank God for blessing us to see another day, a day that's not promised, but because of his grace and mercy, he woke us up this morning, finding our families all doing fine. And I just thank and I praise God for that. I thank and I praise God for each and every one of you that came out to be with us today, for truly God is so good to me. And I just thank God for that. Thank God for Brother Dog, Brother D, for just everybody. And I thank God because it's going to be just a blessed day all around, just a blessed day, and I thank God for that. And I'm asking you to pray my strength in the Lord. Father God, in the name of your son, Jesus, once again, Lord, we thank you for this day. We thank you for your blood that you keep us covered with each and every day of our lives. We thank you for your son, Jesus, allowing him to die so that we may live. Father God, we just want to say thank you. We thank you, Father God, for blessing us day by day, watching over us as we travel up and down the dangerous highway, Father God, keeping us from any hurt, harm, or danger. Father God, we thank you for watching over our children day by day as they go to school, Father God. Thank you for trusting in your holy name. I just thank and I praise God for it. I thank and I praise God for he is a gracious God. He is a merciful God. I just thank and I praise him for it because he's so good. He's so good. He's so good. I'm sorry. I just thank and I praise God for blessing us, keeping us safe and sound each and every day of our lives. And I'm asking you, and I just thank God for all things in Jesus' name. I pray, amen. Okay, and I'm sorry. I had an interruption at the door that I had to go, and I opened the door for the little girl who left at the bus stop, and we called her mother to come get her. You know, I thank and I praise God for that because that's just a dangerous thing. So we're going to talk today on being a friend. Being a friend. Showing ourselves a friend. This is what we're going to talk on today. And a friend is a person who you know and one with you have a bond with, a mutual affection. That's what a friend is. A friend is a person that will protect you, that will go with you through thick and thin, that will watch over you and everything. Glory be to God. And I ask you to forgive me for a half a second. I'm just going to have to mute for a half a second.
Amen, amen. Show the devil is a lie. He try everything he can to interrupt our service, but the devil is truly a lie. We're going to serve the Lord anyway. We're going to praise God. We're going to praise God. We're going to praise God because he's worthy to be praised, sisters and brothers. He's truly worthy. God has kept us from all hurt, harm, and danger all during the day. Let us lay down last night and slumber and slept, and it allowed us to get up this morning, start a new day. Most of us, we find that he allowed us to find our families doing well. That right there is enough for you to jump and shout for joy right there. If you could have anything else, that's enough for you to jump for joy and just tell God thank you. We refuse to allow Satan to win. He can only come in if we give him room. He can only do what we allow him to do, and we just simply refuse to allow Satan to steal our joy. The Lord is worthy. He's worthy. He's so worthy to be praised. We don't know. I heard Monty say, speak on a friend. You know, if you do a little searching in the word, you'll find what Jesus called us a friend. You should consider yourself something when you say that Jesus called you a friend. That right there is enough to make you want to jump and shout for joy right there. Just knowing that Jesus recognized you as a friend. I heard it when she said a friend is someone that stick as close as than a brother, someone you can go to in a time, trouble, no matter what hurts, harm, heartaches, and pain. A true, true friend is someone you can go to and talk to and tell them about your trouble. You know, the old saying, when I was a kid, they said you find one to two true friends in a lifetime. They call everything else an associate. But when you found Jesus, you already know what it is. When you found Jesus, you found the ultimate friend. You found the best of the best. When
Amen.
You found Jesus
you
as
so
a friend. Amen.
Thank
Come
you
on
so
back
much,
to
you.
Amen.
I was so glad
Amen.
To see you walk up in like that because the little girl didn't want to go home. But she had to go home.
Amen.
So
Amen.
I just thank God. Thank God for, you know, I just couldn't leave her out there at that bus stop, how it was, too. And it's so dangerous nowadays. But thank you again, Brother Devo. But we're talking about a friend today. And it kind of been on me all day long. Not a preaching message, not a shout message. I don't preach very much on this show. I'd rather do teaching because basically that's what this show is about. But when we're talking about a friend, we have, you know how you can meet a person, and sometimes you have that just instant click with them, and you end up being lifelong friends, a true friend. A friend is not going to talk about you. A friend is going to stick with you no matter what you go through. Even in your wrongdoing, they will tell you where you went wrong and still be your friend. Not run around talking about you. We're talking about a true friend. See, everybody, brothers and sisters, is not a true friend. And I've had friends where I thought was my friend and find out they're really not your friend. They're your friend today, and so as they leave, they're talking about you. So I don't call that a friend. For Jesus was a friend indeed, and Jesus is a friend indeed. Now, the Webster Dictionary says a friend is showing kindly interest and goodwill. Looking at a person because you like the person, not because of anything that they have, not because you're trying to get close to them and do something to them or to steal from them, but because you like that person for themselves. Some people, their definition of friend is not a friend. Because a friend shouldn't have to look over their back, over their shoulders at a friend. If I call you friend, I should be able to turn my back and go on with no worries. Because a true friend have your back, and a true friend is not going to ask you to do anything that he knows that you shouldn't do. I'm talking about a true friend today. Now, the biblical meaning, the Bible meaning of a friend is remaining loyal. How many of us can truly say, and if you there, you can hold your hand and we'll pause right now just to hear it. How many of us can truly say, I have a friend I had a long time ago that has been loyal and truly a friend to me?
Sister Mary, you ever went to church and you sit up in the front row and you're squirming in the bench because you think the pastor talking about you?
Uh-huh, that happened. But now, and that's
why are you talking about me today, Sister Mary? Are you talking about friends and just today, Sister Mary? Two people I thought was my friend turned out not to be my friend, but somebody that I thought was my friend texted me today and made me feel all right, Sister Mary. So preach on, Sister Mary. Teach
that,
on whatever you're doing. You hit it on the head. I even had to talk to Brother D this morning. I even had to talk to Brother D, and I don't like talking to him. He talked too long.
Praise the Lord.
And thank you for that, Brother Dog. But you know, every so often I bring stuff back. Every so often I bring stuff back, especially when God put on me to do it.
Well, Sister Mary, let me go ahead and get out what I gotta get out just while I got a quiet moment. Also, Sister Marion,
okay.
I saw where you called me yesterday. And I didn't want to talk because I was in a bad place. But I'm feeling better mm-hmm. today, Sister Mary, and I want you to do a prayer for me whenever you get a chance. I want to ask for forgiveness for some of the darkest thoughts I had yesterday, and I'm glad to know I've been brought through to the light. And I'm going to have to say it because mm-hmm. one of my friends that I didn't know was that close to my friends and didn't know they was that smart, Sister Emily, she gave me a text this morning and helped me out. That's all I'm going to say. Sister Emily text me, help me out this morning, Sister
Praise
Mary.
God.
Made me
Praise
come up
Lord.
Out of the deep dark hole I was in. Sister Emily did that. Now, I never thought in
Praise
my
God.
70-something
Praise
years
God.
Of days that Sister Emily would be straightening me out. But Sister Emily straightened me out this morning in a good godly way, now.
See?
I'm going to talk about a godly way.
See, God always got somebody to have your back because I started to text you and I started on the text and I don't know what happened. I never did finish it. And it was not for me to text you. It was for Sister Emily to text you. But, yes, in the church, when you sit in the church and somebody's talking about you, I mean, when the preacher is preaching, you think they're talking about you. They're not talking about you. It is God who's getting his message over to you through the word. That is God dealing with you. And the preacher, mind you, don't even know, 9 times out of 10, don't even know that the word is hitting you unless you tell them. So don't feel bad about something like that because that is God dealing with you and telling you you're right from your wrong and letting you know he's not satisfied.
And Sister Mary, also, Sister Gina, too, but, you know, Sister Gina always talking to me. So, you know, when Sister Gina talked to me, it's just a different talking to me. But Sister Gina also, and I appreciate it. I just want them, I know both of them probably is on the show today, so I just want to say thank you to both of those sisters. Thank you.
Amen. Amen. And that just let you know, Brother Dog, you have a friend. You know, when you find a person not your friend, treat them nicely, but you have to understand that you can't be that close to that person. But don't mistreat them. You can laugh and talk about nothing and everything.
Sister Mary, one more thing, Sister Mary. Sister Mary, what do you do when you think somebody is truly your friend, when you truly thought they were your friend, but they kind of let you down, Sister Mary? What you do in that situation? Because that happened to me. That happened to me also. In the last 2 days, I done had a whole lot of stuff happen to me, Sister Mary. A whole lot of stuff.
Well, that is a hurtful thing, and I know it is. It's a hurtful thing to you because you thought
very,
it was your friend.
Very.
But
very,
what you
very,
do, Brother Dolph, you fall on your knees and you pray. And not only pray for God to help you through that, and thank him for helping you to see it, but pray for the one that did it. Pray for the one that mistreated you. Don't say nothing ugly about them, but ask God to bless them and put them on the right track. And once you put them in God's hands, then you're through with
them. Can I be truthful, Sister Mary? Can I be truthful?
Yes, you're very truthful.
I'm a little vindictive. I can't do that at that moment right now. I can't do that now. I don't feel like doing that to him. I'm a vindictive type. I'm in my vindictive type mood. I'm sorry, Sister Mary. I'm sorry.
That's all right. You have to pretty pass that, and you will. Not that you're going to be able to get over it overnight, but don't hold grudges because that's a sin before God. So now you know you're vindictive. You pray about it. And tell God, Lord, I don't want to be this way. I feel like I was mistreated, Lord. Now, Father, help me. Show me how to deal with the people. Don't let me feel like this. Simply because you got to love everyone. Even the good, the bad, and the ugly, you got to love everyone. Whether they treat you right or not, you got to love them. But you got to know enough to not to deal so closely with that person again. Not that you don't love them. If they need you to help them, you help them. But just kind of keep your distance. Laugh and talk from a distance sometimes. you just can't have a friend that you can run with like that, and they show you they're not a friend. Well, then you're not going to go back and get to be Ace Boon Coon with them again, so later down the road, they can just kind of kiss you again. But treat them nice, because God said, with loving kindness have I drawn you. Treat them with loving kindness. No matter what, treat them good. They'll come back to you and say, after what I did to you, dog, why are you treating me so nicely? That is the love of God. You understand that?
I understand it fully. That makes sense. Brother D basically told me the same thing today, but I'm going to be honest with you, Sister Mary. As of right now, I can't do it. I can't do it. I'm going to be honest with you. I can't. I'm sorry. And I'm sorry if I offended. I will go back and pray on it. I will go back and pray on it. But as I feel right now, I can't do it.
And even if you don't get over it overnight, Brother Dog, keep praying and keep asking God to help you. Tell him you don't want to feel like that about your brothers, about your brethren. You don't want to feel like that. So
amen.
Don't.
Amen.
Don't give room to the devil. See, when you get like that, you're giving the devil an inch to get in. Do not give place to the devil.
I'm going to try, Sister Mary. I'm going to try. But
no,
I'm not going
to
lie.
Don't try. Do it. Don't give
try.
Place to the devil, because Satan come in on you, Brother Dog, then your trying is nothing compared to what you'll go through. So do it. It's not going to happen overnight. But in your heart, don't speak to God out of your mouth and don't feel it in your heart. You see what I'm saying?
Hey, boy, you're making it harder for me. So I understand what you're saying, Sister Mary. You're laying it down on me. That's all I can say. You're laying it down on me.
I have to tell you what thus say the Lord and how God wants you to look at this. Listen, we all have been hurt thinking a person is our friend. I'm willing to bet there is not one person on this program today have not had somebody to do them wrong, and they thought it was their friend in some sense or the other, somewhere or the other. Forgive. You don't have to be their bestest of friend anymore, but love them in Christ Jesus. Forgive them, because Jesus forgave us. Jesus forgave you. Jesus loved you so much, he came down and died for you, Brother Dog. He didn't hold your sin against you. So we can't, because, see, we don't have what Jesus had. We don't have the gift to forgive like Jesus does, but we can forgive them and mean it from our heart, and don't hold a grudge. And every time you see that person, you don't want to talk about what they once did to you. Praise the Lord. God bless you. And I know you would probably say, well, that looks funny with me saying that, but you know what? Find your load be light more and more the nicer you are, and the more love you show to people. Even the worst one that turned from friend to enemy. And it's possible maybe one day they could one day become friend again. But you'll always, always have an eye on them. You have that distrust. Because God know you're human. That's why this Bible prepare us for all the stuff that we go through. So, yes, it hurts. I'm not going to tell you you was not hurt. I know you were. You can even hear it when you're talking. But let me tell you, above all things, God loves you. And he wants you to love the one that mistreated you, just like you love your friend. And I certainly hope what I say today, Brother Dog, penetrate and get to you. And whosoever it was you dealt with, I hope they're on here so they can hear the word of God. Because nobody should hurt anybody in any kind of way. Because if you were friends, truly friends, he would come to you and say, Brother, will you forgive me? I was wrong. But see, we so hard-hearted these days until we won't apologize for anything. And God is not satisfied with that either. So, your friend, biblical meaning, is remaining loyal and helpful, doing good times and bad times. And the friend, a true friend, gonna speak the truth to you, even if they have to be tactful about it, even if it hurts. When they know you in the wrong, don't hold back and let you be wrong, but tell you that's wrong. That's not the way Jesus would have handled it. Sometimes, Brother Dog, we need to stop and think to ourselves, what would Jesus do? And you'll be surprised at the different outlook you'll see on things. Because Jesus wouldn't handle things the way that we do, but he would want us to handle things the way that he would handle it as much as we can. So Proverbs 18:24 says, a man that has a friend must show himself friendly. And there's a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. A man that has a friend must show himself friendly. And I know oftentimes, and Brother Dog, you can tell you're just a friendly person. Oftentimes, you make yourself friends with people. You show yourself friendly, that in next person mind, they be like, I don't want you for no friend, you know. So we have to make way for all of that, even people that are saved. When you look back on your life, you used to do stuff like that too, and me too, would say dumb stuff that should never have been said. But the thing is, we should not be so prideful that we can't say, forgive me, I was wrong. We can't be prideful. God does not like a person that is prideful. Being prideful is sinful, because while you being prideful, really and truly, you're just concerned about yourself. You're not concerned about somebody else. You have so much pride in you and your chest stuck out so far. Well, God is not pleased with that. God don't want us to have pride like that. He said we must be humble as a child. Because when we're not humble, then God can't deal with us because we got that prideful wall up that we won't let him in. But he said in his word, suffer the little children to come unto me, for such is the kingdom of heaven. Now we have to have the mind of a child when it comes down to God, because that's the only way we're going to receive his word. We have to humble ourselves and hear what he got to say and receive it, take it in, meditate on it, think on it, and let God show you how that word can carry you through your proudful situation. And when we don't forgive, that's our pride. And that's a sin. And then he said on the part B of that verse, and there's a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. Do you know that Jesus is that friend that sticketh closer than a brother? Do you not know each and every day of our lives, Jesus walks with us. He talks with us if we would just take time to hear him. But he loves us. He keeps us. He protects us. He died for us. He given us a chance every day of our life for eternal life. So you have a friend that won't turn his back on you. You have a friend that won't talk about you. You have a friend that won't get with other people and look back at you who was supposed to have been their friend and talk about you. But look at Satan. Satan has twisted around and said, well, I thought he was my friend. It's not him that wasn't a friend. It's you that wasn't a friend. That's how we do things. And I'm not talking about you wasn't a friend of Brother Dolph. I'm using this as a parable. But you have a lot of people that would go out and talk about you to someone else, and you thought they were your friend. We did this together. We did that together. But as soon as Satan got a chance, what did he do? He stepped on him. That's why we have to pray and make it through this hard time now. No matter how hard it seems, we got to know that God got it. Even sometimes, we might shed a tear or two, be we man or woman. But in sharing that tear, let us take our burdens and give it to God. Father God, you know they mistreated me. And I don't want to do anything against your will. Show me, God, teach me how to deal with a person that uses me, that try to destroy me. Because if we're not careful, we will let him take us away from God with our hardness, unforgiveness. We have to forgive. We have to forgive. It is a must. Because we want to make it in with God. Jesus forgave us, and look at the many, many things that we died that he forgave us for. He saw us in our sins before he came down to this earth, and our sins were many. We had no mind to try to do anything better. Because we were satisfied walking around letting the devil guide us. But Jesus loved us so much. He said, I'll come down and I will redeem man to you. So we can call him friend. We can call Jesus friend. So now, a good man will watch out for you and ensure your faith. Feel supported and are loved. Now, that's a good man. That's a good friend. They'll watch out for you. A good friend is not going to ask you to do anything wrong. A good friend is not going to ask you to do anything against your will. Because I know people see the struggle you're going through trying to do right. Don't let Satan get in and destroy the work you already done. Because once he do that, it's so hard to get back to the point that you're at. So you don't want to do that. Now, King James Bible Dictionary describes a friend as one who is attached to another by affection. And you know, when I saw that, I thought about David and Jonathan. When they met each other, they loved one another. From the very first time that they met. And that's in Samuel, 1 Samuel 18, chapter 18, 1 through 4. Bear with me just a moment. Let me get that because I want to read that because we need to know what a friend is. Sometimes we call ourselves a friend, and in the same breath, we're somewhere stabbing somebody in the back, talking about that we call ourselves their friend. That was the best friend I ever had. But the friend is the one that's stabbing you in the back. So that's not a friend. A friend is going to love you. They're going to love you no matter what you do, and they're going to do like Sister Emily. They're going to pick you up when you're down and tell you God loves you. That's what a friend is doing for you. And will continue to love you. And the good thing about a friend, they won't talk about you. What they have to say would be good and will be true. And if they say anything, they're going to tell you to your face so that you can be corrected, not talked about. Now, I read this from the Messenger, 1 Samuel 18, Jonathan David, soul friend. By the time David had finished reporting to Saul, Jonathan was deeply impressed with David. An immediate bond was forged between them. He became totally committed to David from the point he would be, from that point on, he would be David's number one advocate and friend. Glory be to God. From the second he heard David talk, he admired him, and he became his friend. And see, we have people like that. There are people like that that meet a person, and from just by hearing and listening to them, they become a friend because they like what they see. They like what they heard. They like the way that person carries themselves. And that's what we should look at as a friend. We say, this is my friend. So when something go on in friend's life or if friend get into it with somebody else, that don't make him less a friend. He should still be your friend. Now, sometimes we say, well, brother, sister, you're wrong, and have no idea what we're talking about. Have no idea what we're talking about, what they're talking about. Because a lot of times, they don't really know you. Because you see a person every day, and if you're not close, they don't really know you. And I know that Brother Dahl felt like he was really, really good friend with this man. Excuse me. But everybody everybody don't show friendship like that. Forgive me, my sinuses is acting up. Not to keep cough drop closed all the time. But but we still can treat them right without being their best friend. You can love them in Christ Jesus and treat them right and go ahead about your business. Excuse me. Okay, now, Proverbs 17:17. A friend loveth at all times. So a true friend, they're not going to love you today and hate you tomorrow. They're not going to love you 50, and now and 20 minutes later because of some somebody else said, they're going to hate you. A friend would come to you and talk to you. And if there's a problem, it can be straightened out. But we got to be willing. We got to be willing to do that. But a person that can't come and admit their wrongdoing, they're not a true friend. And I know we love to love people, but oftentimes people don't love to love us. Because if you have, people think that you can only have one friend and that's them, when you can have many friends. But you're not going to turn your back on nobody because somebody else don't want you to be friends with them. That's not their call. So we in Cancer, a little bit of everything. Now, a friend is not one that is hostile. In other words, somebody say they friend, and you know, and you just don't feel right about them. They make you feel like they're not what they say should be or trying to depict themselves to be. You can talk to a person. They can be smiling in your face and talking, and you can feel that hostile feeling. And I would rather, if a person don't like me, rather than putting on a big front, just go ahead. Speak and keep moving. You know, that's not God. The one thing we got to understand, when we do dumb stuff, God sees it all and he hears it all. Now, a friend is one that would reconcile after having a falling out with a person. Will ask for forgiveness and want to remain their friend. But if you, sometimes we do things that in our mind is unforgivable. But there is nothing that is unforgivable because it's too easy to treat that person right. Take it to God and keep moving. Pray for that person. Pray for him. Every time God bring his name to your mind, pray for him. That's what we have to do. So we need to try. When we have a falling out with each other, we need to try to reconcile. But if we one that cannot forgive, then I want you to know, brothers and sisters, that is a sin. That is a sin if we cannot forgive our brothers, our sisters of the things that they do. John 5:14 says, you are my friend if you do whatsoever I command you. That's Jesus talking. You are my friend if you do whatsoever I command you. But then you turn around and John 15:15 said, henceforth I call you not servant, for the servant knoweth not what his Lord doeth. But I have called you friend, for all things that I have heard of by my Father, I have made known unto you. So Jesus called us friends, but we still got to walk upright before him. We are not his friend if we sin against him every day. Debo is not my friend if he's walking every day talking about me. So that's the way we do things. That's the way we do things. We talk about people. But see, I love Debo because I know he's not going to talk about me. For one thing, I don't really talk that much when I'm not on this phone with you all. I pretty much got my head in the Bible somewhere. Okay. So Proverbs 27:6 says, faithful are the wounds of a friend, but the kisses of an enemy are deceitful. In other words, a friend will come and tell you where you went wrong, and it will hurt. But it's a good thing when they see you wrong and trying to set you back on the right track. But the enemy, it's a sucker up on. They all in your face. They all running behind you and can't get enough of you. And they be being so deceitful. A lot of times they're around you trying to find something to carry back. And that's what they call themselves, a friend. And I tell you what, I had a lady from the church though, about a month ago. She asked me, could I come over there? I said, sure. Well, I just want to talk a few minutes. I said, it's not a problem. She came over here, and I really didn't say anything out of the way to her, except I don't really, really, really care for our family church. If I made that statement because I've been in several. And she went back and made an issue out of it. I don't mistreat her. I told my pastor about it. I said, but she'll never set foot in my house again. But I still treat her right. She can call me any day or night. If I can help her, I'm going to help her. So that's what you have to do. You can't hold animosity against the person, but you got to know how to treat them. Yeah, I'm not from Taco Hell, no running to her about nothing. But she never set foot in my house. And it's not a big deal what you carried back, but it's a big deal that you came here for junk and mess. And see, we don't have those kind of friends. But even so, you treat them nice. Because that is what God would want us to do. That's what Jesus would want you to do. Look at how the people beat on him, did all of that. But he loved them so much, he died and rose again and said, I'm going back and I'm going to send back a comforter. And that comforter was to each and every man, woman, boy, girl on this earth that would receive him. Even the one that was standing there. Spitting on it. He forgave them. And that's what we have to do. We have to forgive. Now John 15:12-13 says, this is my commandment, that ye love one another as I have loved you. This is what Jesus is saying. Greater love has no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friend. So Jesus calls us friends. And, you know, he's more of a friend to us right now than we are to him, because if we was a friend to him, we would be finding ourselves trying to get ourselves saved, sanctified, and filled with his precious Holy Ghost. If we was a true friend of Jesus. Now look at Lazarus. Jesus loved Lazarus and his sisters. He was truly a friend to them, and they were truly a friend to him. Nowhere in the Bible that you saw that Jesus was disrespected by either. And he loved Lazarus so much that when he died and Jesus went to the grave, on his way to the grave, the people crying, Mary crying, and he wept. He wept not only for the love he had for Lazarus, but for the love he had for the people to see them in the state of mind that they were in. Because they couldn't grasp. Mary and Martha couldn't quite grasp exactly who Jesus was. They knew who he was. But to the extent that Jesus let them know that the resurrection is right now. I am the resurrection. Martha said he'll be resurrected when he rises again. When Jesus raised the people from the dead, but Jesus found the resurrection, the truth, and the life. And then he said, no man get to the Father except by me. And if we want to get to the Father, we got to please Jesus Christ and God. By holding animosity, not by not forgiving, even if that person don't ask you to forgive. Forgive them anyhow. Because that's the will of God concerning you. And once you forgive, then God himself will deal with that person. Jesus will deal with that person. You think about it. Think about the type of friend that Jesus was. He was a friend indeed. And you got one or two on this earth. You got a few people that is truly a friend indeed that would stand by you no matter what. Just like Sister Emily, she says she's your friend, then she's a friend indeed. She's not going to turn away from you and walk away from you no matter what you do. That's the kind of love we got to learn to have. That love that's unbreakable. That got us bind so tight together that nothing can come in between us. We got to have that kind of love. Because we look for the good in people. But we all know some people there is no good. That Satan has control over them. And the only thing they want to do is find out how they can destroy you. So I just thank God for this little message on today. Again, I apologize for the beginning on today. But I thank God for this message. And I certainly hope something was said and got through to somebody. So I'm going to take these few minutes and I'm going to open up the floor. So whosoever wants to say something, if anybody want to open their mouth and talk about us, not talk about them, but experience you have went through. We don't need names. That's not our concern. But an experience that you went through. And sometimes even those experiences will help you to deal with it. So we're going to take this time. We're going to allow whosoever will. You want to say something about a friend.
Amen. As always, I'm in the truck, keeping up with the noise, but I'm always find something to say when it's dealing with my Lord and Savior's program. We want to just start out by just telling God, thank you. We thank the Lord for allowing us to come together again, see?
Amen.
Thank the Lord for allowing us to hear. He that has ears to hear, let him hear what the Lord is saying to the church. And, you know, you spoke on friend today. And if I didn't get anything else out today, I'd like to take this home with me, because he called me friend.
Mm-hmm.
Man, is it, brother, why you hang up on that? Well, I hang up on that because the Bible has instructed man that there's none perfect but the Father. So that let me know that there are going to be some mistakes made. There are going to be some ups and downs made. But see, the perfect one called me friend.
Uh-huh.
Now,
that's right.
I walk around this earth daily, and if I choose to call you my friend, It's a little better, you know, it's a little deeper than just saying I know you. And it brings about feelings when I call you my friend. And really I can say that because, see, if you're my friend, then you're someone that can call on me in the wee hours of the night. Anybody can't just call my phone. But if you're my friend, you can call me. If you're my friend and you're in need, I find my way to find ways of assisting you in some shape. You know, I was listening to a preacher here a few weeks ago, and he said that this family had dealt with this tornado and hurricane, and they had nowhere to go. And this old lady had called him and asked him, could they stay at his house? And he only had a one-word answer, and that was yes. And she said when they got ready to leave, she grabbed him by his face, and she told him, she said, Reverend Anderson, she said, I'm probably going to make it to heaven before you. But I'll be able to tell my father how you treated me. Oh, mm-hmm. God, stop. Don't go no further. Don't go no further. I'll be able to tell my father how you treated me. I'll be able to tell my father how you was a friend to me mm-hmm. when I was in need.
Mm-hmm.
A friend. Brother, I'm going to get out of here. I'm going to leave that alone. A friend is someone that will stick closer than a brother. We got to be careful
Amen.
What we call friends. Let me be careful
Amen.
What we call friends. Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
And let me tell you how deep of a friend Brother Dog is. See, a lot of times we just don't know. We don't recognize. We don't realize who our friend is. But let me show you what kind of friend Brother Dog is. Brother Dog only know me on this phone. And when my brother died, I didn't have enough money to go to the funeral. Not the first one, but the second one. Uncle William died about a month or two ago, I think. And I called Brother Dog. I said, Brother Dog, I don't have enough money to make it to the funeral. He didn't change a word. He said, hold on, how am I going to get it to you? I said, well, I got Cash App. He said, that's good enough. Send me your number. Give me your Cash App information. I sent it to him, and the money came right through. And I don't mean no 2 or 3 hours. I mean immediately. That's what I call a friend. A person like that that asks no questions and don't do nothing. Ask no questions. Don't say nothing. Don't bring it up. Don't open his mouth about nothing. That's what I call a friend. And if ever I can help him, I will find a way to help
him. Amen. Amen.
That's what I'm talking about. That's what you call a friend. Somebody who helps you and don't open their mouth. This is the first time y'all ever heard, and it came from me. It didn't come from him.
Amen.
That's what I call a friend, Sister Emily.
Yes, ma'am.
So I just want y'all to know the type of friend that whoever messing with him, trying to knock him down when you got a friend indeed and don't even know it.
Amen.
Go ahead, Sister Emily.
All right. I kind of have a couple things to say. So for starters, I'm going to go back to the beginning of the show where Brother Dog was talking about friends and people betraying you. So
mm-hmm.
this is something that I haven't actually spoke about to the public either. I had a situation a couple months ago at the beginning of the year where the last person that I considered, you know, the closest person to me, you know, not only
mm-hmm.
is she my best friend, but she's my cousin, you know. A situation
mm-hmm.
happened, and, you know, she betrayed me in one of the worst ways that you ever could betray a person. But guess what?
Oh,
you have to forgive
mm-hmm.
them, you know. Forgiven, it's not for the other person. It's for yourself, for one, you know.
Yes,
we have
is.
To forgive them, you know. And it's just like I said last week, when it comes to forgiveness, it's not just, oh, I'll forgive you and it's done. You know, you have to wake up every single day and forgive the person. Or any time you think about it and it upsets you, you have to forgive them again. It's not
That's right. It's not
a one-time thing. It's an every single day thing. And I've been
mm-hmm.
watching the show. It's called The Chosen. You know, it's about when Jesus was out there and he was preaching to his people and he was finding all of his disciples. And, you know, you had
mm-hmm.
Simon. Simon had a very big problem with Matthew because Matthew was a tax collector. And, you know, he spoke out one
mm-hmm.
time, well,
mm-hmm.
Why haven't you said sorry yet? And he's like, you know what, don't even say sorry because even if you do say sorry, I'm not going to forgive you, you know. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, it shows very much on how things in today's life are, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Every single one of disciples of Jesus, every single time that he went to somebody and found them, you know, they always asked, well, why me? I'm such a sinner. Why me? Why me? Why me? You know, but that is how God works. He wants the sinners. He wants to find the sinners and clean them up, you know.
That's right. That's so true.
That Brother Dog has been playing for us. So he saw the best in me when everyone else saw the worst in me. You know,
there's
a part of the song, it says, you know, he's mine, I'm his. It doesn't matter what I did. He only sees me for who I am. He doesn't see
That's
me
right.
for the mistakes that I made, but he sees me for my heart, for who I am. And I'm just on fire. I have been thinking about what I'm going to say all day. I'm like, you know, I don't even know if I'm going to speak tonight, you know. And then I was driving on the way to work. I'm like, of course I'm going to speak tonight. Why wouldn't I? You know, I have this fire in me now, and it's just when I tell you, you can't just pray. Like I said last week again, you know, you can't just pray. You have to read the Bible. You have to watch something or
that's
you
right.
know, something that's going to keep you in tune with the word every single day, because that's what it takes. It's just like you can't go out there and take a test without reading the information and expect to pass. You know,
no,
it
you
takes
can't.
Action.
No,
it takes
can.
Repetition. And I'm just so grateful. I'm so happy for what he's doing in my life. And, you know, as opposed to the situation that Brother Dog has going on, you know, people were very mad at him last night for having the prayer show and then cutting it off. They're like, oh, well, why didn't you have a show, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, I'm sitting here thinking, like, well, we did have a show. We had the show that mattered. We had a prayer show. That's what matters.
There you go.
Everyone
there
wants
you
to
go.
Call in. They want to call in on Monday night and Tuesday night for the drama. And there's plenty of people that are on this show right now. Right now, listening to the words that we're all saying, but they don't want to say anything because they're scared to. And I get that. I've been like that too. But if you are ashamed to speak of Jesus publicly, what do you think he's going to do when you get to the gates of heaven? If you deny me on earth, I'm going to deny you to my Father.
Before my
you know,
Father
and I just,
in heaven.
I really wish that people would be as excited to call into this show as they are to call in on Monday and Tuesday nights, you know? Because
Amen.
This is the show that we need.
Amen.
And that's
Amen.
What
that's
I have
true.
For tonight.
Thank you so much, Sister Emily. That was so uplifting. That was very uplifting. Thank you so much. And also, see Brother Eric is on. Brother Eric.
Oh, yes, ma'am. I'm just, you know, I was
there?
Listening. Oh, yes, ma'am. Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Yeah, I ain't been around long in life, but I do know a little few things about people that when you walk this earth, you're going to sometimes buff people the wrong way. And also people going to give you the cold shoulder sometimes. But Jesus
Come
gave
on
us
now.
A, and you did it so well, you know, and she said it so well. I really like to add too much to it, but just let me say this here right along this here. Jesus gave us a really good example that he didn't have to go to Calvary and die for us, but he took
all,
right, all man's sin. And he went there, and one of the statements he made, Sister Mary, he said, forgive them, for they know not what they do. That's
they
a strong statement.
Amen.
That is a strong
yes,
statement. Because
yes,
A lot of people know.
I'm gonna tell you when I read the Bible and I get to reading that, I start crying.
A lot of people know, Sister Mary. Yeah, you good? A lot of people know that this man is really good to a lot of people, right? But also, a lot of people know that they can get on their skin, you know. He's been doing a lot of good for God. You know, he's been doing a lot of things for God. So what's going to happen? He's going to have a thief in the night. You know, he's going to have some people coming up and catch him out of his square, you know, and get him doing things he really don't want to do. But in this life we live, you put yourself in some predicament that sometimes it goes left and it goes right. But I want to say this here. If God told Peter, Brother D., Sister Mary and everybody who listens to me, Peter asked that question. How many times did I got to forgive my brother? He said.
Yes, he did.
He
yes,
said,
sir.
How
Come
many
on
times?
Now. Yes, he did.
And you and I know it. If somebody can sit up there and count 490 times, they got a problem. And y'all know the man, so I ain't
got
to get that. They got a problem. They got a man. They got a whole lot of problems. But I'm going to tell you something. Sometimes people can hurt you so bad, Sister Mary, and it takes you to get back because you don't want to be resentful either. You know what I'm talking about? You don't want to be looking at that person because they weak and what they saying and what they do. Because I learned something, man. I learned this a long time ago. It killed me when a person said, I'm a man. It killed me when they said it. We know that. You know what I'm talking about? But it don't mean you can't say, I'm sorry. It don't mean you can't say that I received your apology. It don't make you
that's
weak.
It.
They think
that's
this
it.
Stuff is weak.
That's it. Make
but
it
that
strong.
Don't make, you weak.
Make it strong. That makes you a man.
That makes you a man when you sit up there and say, I did something wrong. I'm sorry. I mean, you know, ain't nothing wrong with that. But I know we live in the day now. Hey, what's right is wrong now.
Right.
Am I right? And what's wrong is right. And that's what's happening. Yeah. So people tend to flop around more wrong than they do good. Because right here, this is a good thing. Like our sister just said, he cut the show off. I was on it last night. He cut it off last night. I know a lot of them guys got offended and messed up. But I don't know how many people paying for the ministry. You know what I'm talking about? But I do know one thing. There ain't too many people probably paying for that ministry. You know what I'm talking about?
Right. If they were calling a little bit earlier,
I'm
going to say,
the thing is, they don't want to hear the word of God. They
want
to hear the talking now.
They want the drama. They want the gospel. Exactly.
They want
Amen.
The drama. And
yeah.
see, the thing is,
yeah.
the bad thing
yeah.
about it, when it hurts you like that, it kind of knocks you
mm-hmm.
back for a little bit. And it takes
right,
a minute.
Right.
It takes a whole lot of prayer and reading that word to make it back where you're supposed to be.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because
yeah.
your friend hurts you almost as bad
yeah.
as your own family if you
yeah.
call them
yeah.
friends.
Yeah.
But if they love you like they say they do, they
yeah.
will have your
yeah.
back.
That's it.
Amen.
That's it. Yeah.
They would
that's
have
it.
Your back.
And I have to realize, too, you know, everyone else, they're not in the same position that we are. You know, we take the time.
Mm-hmm.
to do the extra studying that we're supposed to do. Everyone is not on the same spiritual walk that we are all on. We are all on different journeys, and I respect that too, you know. But you have to put in the work to experience the benefits of it. You know, if you just sit here and you say maybe one prayer once a day, that's not enough. You have to be hungry for it to actually change your life. Like, it's not just, oh, I want to be better. You have to actually want to be better for yourself. As soon as you make the decision that, okay, God, I want to be better. I want to feel this. I want to feel that. If you want to feel that, you're going to put in that work. You have to put in that work to reap the benefits of it. Like, I just can't – I don't know how else to put it. Like, if they knew what I knew, oh, my goodness, they would fall on their knees right now. Like,
praise
I have been through
Lord.
So much. I'm – 28, I'll be 29 next
right
month,
now.
And I have come so far, and I just, oh, my goodness, it's just so good. Like, I have no choice but to speak on it because I know people need to hear this, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It can be done.
That's
and it will clean you up. I mean, I work in a restaurant, and I was raised on the grudge scene, you know. People cuss around me all day, every day long, you know, and I have woken up the last 7 days trying not to cuss as much, you know, just trying to clean up every single thing that is in me, you know? I'm telling you, man,
you know,
he's good. He is so good and he is so
every time you hear somebody cursing like this, you can just say in your mind, Jesus, Jesus, because he will take it away from you.
Yes, he will. Like, Sister Marion, when I tell you I have woken up the last 7 days and I have just felt better in my mental state and I have just felt excited
mm-hmm.
about, okay, this is another day. It's another day for me to try and be better than I was yesterday, you know. It's really just
praise
a lesson,
God,
and I really wish that people could understand. Like, he's going to clean you up.
Well,
if you're ready and
well,
willing,
people,
he's going to clean you up.
People don't understand. The only thing you can do is tell them and let them go. They tell them to read that Bible. Because, yeah, he's going to clean you up, but see, people don't understand that when they start out and they feel in the world and they get where they kind of halfway hear what you say, you have to keep talking so you can slowly draw them in. Because the word will draw you or it'll drive you. and the blessing is in his joy.
Amen. And I just want to, for people who don't have time to actually read the Bible, you know, I mean, we all have time. It's just a matter of actually making the time and making the sacrifice. But if you don't have time to that, if you're the type of person who likes to watch shows, there's this show, it's called The Chosen. It's about whenever Jesus was out there preaching and finding all his disciples and all of their stories. I highly encourage everybody to go and watch that show. You know, if you need something that's visual, I recommend that show. It's called The Chosen.
And you also can listen to the Bible on your phone.
Yes, ma'am.
You can actually listen to your Bible. And you, the more you hear, you'll want to get your Bible and follow along.
Amen.
And that's a blessing right there, too.
You know, I want to, can I, because y'all talking about this,
yeah.
Can I fit this, add this in there with that? You know, it was a time, you know, with just going to church with work. You know what I mean? It was a time when we opened up the hymn book and sang 100 was just enough. It was a time
uh-huh.
when we just said, you know, when we went to church and no one had to tell you to stand up, you did it anyway. And now
uh-huh.
so many gimmicks, so many things you have to do to get people to buy in, you know. And it's sad just not knowing that you can just come to Christ. And then somebody said, well, look what you had today. I said, I always fear God. My whole life, I feared God. All my life. Even when I was dirty, you know, I always feared
mm-hmm.
God, you know. There's certain things I just wouldn't say. There's certain things I wouldn't do.
Me
I never
either.
Disrespected the preacher.
Mm-hmm.
Right. I mean,
right.
I was just taught up to just, you know, I was a really bad fella. So, you know, and I always, Brother B, mother put it in me. I fear God all my life. And not just, I mean, because I had the world in me. You know what I'm talking about? But one thing about
that's
it,
right.
The scripture
that's
is real. You know, the scripture.
That's
me,
why it's saying, that's
Brother
why I'm saying the Bible,
that began
the wisdom, is
to
fear God.
Pray the twice.
That means for you to be scared, like screaming, but
yeah.
fear him
yeah.
that you
yeah.
will do the things that you
reverence.
Know you shouldn't be doing.
That reverence, yeah.
Man. Yes.
You know my
yes,
brother.
You know,
I
always said, I'm not going to hell. That was my thing. I ain't going to hell.
That's right. Well, you know, we're... As growing up in the olden days, whatever you did during the week, if you was in mama's house, or big mama's house, grandma's house, granddad's house, you going to church on Sunday. You know, you'd have a choice.
Okay.
It wasn't. I don't feel good today, or I'm going. No, you going to church first. And
amen.
I got two
amen.
More things I want to say, and I'm gonna get out of the way. I heard my brother say. How many times I've forgiven. And you know what I love about that is that I don't
mm-hmm.
know of no one that can exhaust 490 times
oh.
in a day. But the
well,
time
count.
Left
that's
over, it's renewed daily.
Yeah,
he renewed it the next day.
Uh-huh.
You
exactly.
know? And I got one more thing I want to say. I heard Sister Emily saying something. I'm going to say, I'm going to get out of the way. I'm going after this one. And Sister Emily said, get on. But they don't want to hear the word of God. But they want to hold out on the line. See,
mm-hmm.
listen, you ought to heard me say this many times. There's nothing new under the sun. The Lord has already foretold it. And here's something the Bible
yeah.
said. The Bible said that every knee and every tongue. I ain't gonna say no more. I'm done. That's it. I'm done.
Will.
Amen.
Sister Mary.
Yeah.
Sister Mary.
Yeah.
That Reverend Eric, I don't know which one of y'all going to answer this, but that Reverend Eric already talking about iron sharpening iron. So does that mean
yeah,
I might be iron, but Emily sharpen me? Is it Emily sharpen me?
Amen.
Look, I want to tell y'all
yeah.
one more
she
thing,
put,
too,
she,
now,
she
okay?
Hold on a minute, Emily. She put something to you, and that's a good thing.
Yeah.
For you to come and
yeah.
say she made you feel better, then that's what God
yeah.
meant for her to do.
That's it.
So that's a blessing.
That's
that shows the love
that's
that
beautiful.
She had for you, that she didn't want you down and out.
Indeed, yeah.
So
that's
now
it.
you just walk in your forgiveness.
Yeah.
Don't worry about it if that person forgive or not. Pray for them and go about the business. Just know that you forgave.
That's it.
Are you working on your own soul salvation? Not somebody else. You tell them about Jesus, but you working on your own soul salvation. Don't let nobody stop you from climbing up that mountain.
That's it.
Don't let them make you turn away. Because there's nothing back out there for you. Now go ahead, Sister Emily, go ahead.
I just wanted to to share with you all that you know, it's been about a month now since I found my Forever Church home. Well, I have signed up for volunteering to serve, so I will be starting this Sunday after the service that I attend. I will be over at the nursery and the preschoolers as well. So I'll be going to my own service, and then after that I will be in the nursery and with the preschoolers. And I'm very, very excited. You know, anyone who knows me knows that I love kids. So. Yes, ma'am.
It's exciting to work in the church. We do so much at our church. It's exciting. It is exciting because no matter what you do, it's a ministry. And you do it for Jesus.
Sister Mary. Sister Mary.
Yes.
Brother Eric had asked me, did he miss something earlier? I don't know when did he get on or not, or what did he miss. But I think he was talking about when I was having the problem about my friend. And I felt like they let me down. I think that might be what he was talking about. He might have missed that part of it.
Yeah.
So I don't know if you want to just recap a little bit about the friend stuff. About the friend.
Well, you know what? I don't really know exactly what happened with Brother Dawg. But I do know he cared a lot about people.
Oh, yes.
And that's, called this man friend. So that's what hurt so bad. That's what hurts so bad because he loves people.
Wow.
He cares about people.
Yeah.
See, if you didn't care about people, it wouldn't save you at all. You go on about your business.
Mm.
But he cared. And he felt
that
pain. So the thing he can do now is forgive that brother and pray for that brother and yourself and move on. Move on. But don't let no animosity seep into your spirit at all, into your heart. Don't do it. Don't let it. Even if you have to get your Bible and read the 23rd Psalm over and over and over and over and over, don't let no animosity enter into your heart. Because it's not worth it. It's not worth it. You're trying to save your own soul. And I hear changes in you since I've known you on this phone, Brother Dawg. I hear the change.
Really?
You ask questions. You want to know what God has for you to do. You read. And you get where you understand. Now, this is my favorite thing to tell anybody. Don't let no devil in hell change you.
Okay.
Yeah.
Keep climbing that mountain to Jesus.
Amen.
Yep.
Can I say one more thing? One more thing, and I'm going to be at your way.
Don't say that no more now, because you said that for the first time. Go ahead.
Okay. Brother Dawg, you know, whenever we are getting closer to God, the closer and the closer that we get, the more tests and the more demons that we're going to have to fight us. Because the devil, he's mad right now. Like, he is super... He's like, wow, I really thought that I had them, but I don't. Okay? The closer you get to where God wants you to be, the more tests and trials and tribulations that he's going to throw at us to test our faith.
That's right.
Every single time.
You gotta go through it.
But we are those people. We are the nice people. You know, he is really trying to do something in our lives. I just want to tell you to not be discouraged because, like I said earlier, you know, people want that negative output from you. That's what they expect. That's what they want, you know. Don't feed into it, you know. We have a greater purpose and a greater calling than that, so.
Amen. You know, sometimes
I want to drop this in y'all see. Y'all, I want to drop this in see with that, too. See, there used to be a time, Sister Mary, my sister, Brother D, and Brother Dow, it used to be a time I used to ask God to remove things from my life. I used to do that.
Uh-huh.
This pain, this,
uh-huh.
this heartache, this misunderstanding, just move it, Lord. Now I just ask him, because every time he give it to us now, as you grow in Christ, it's something about a battle. It's already been won, right? So now I need to understand why I'm in this so I can build on that, you know, because most of our letdowns is not for us. It might be for somebody else down the line or just watching you, building them up. I often say this, Brother D, that I often say this a lot. We probably the only Bible people ever pick up. What are they really reading?
Right.
You know? Because if we say mm-hmm. if we say we are in the God, we say we can get on here and we can do, when time gets tough, can we really stand? You know, can we really perseverance? Because somebody said, well, you know, I still believe in 1 Corinthians over there. I still believe 10
uh-huh.
and 13 over there. They quote it all kind of ways, Sister Mary, but they kind of paraphrase it, says like this here, God won't put no more than you can bear, and they freeze it right there. But the scripture reads
uh-huh.
a little farther, it says he'll allow you a place to escape. There are some things God
uh-huh.
just wants you to get away from because he know you can't
uh-huh.
have it. He said, get away from it. And when he said get away, he opened the door so you can get away. Well, I know I'm right about it.
Sometimes that be that very friend that you love so much that
oh,
you need to escape
right.
from because they're pulling you down.
Right.
They're not,
yeah.
you're trying to get to God and they're trying to pull you back into the world.
You're right. You're right. That's it.
And you have to go through these things because Jesus went through them for you, but and he lightened your burden. But
yes,
you got to make it through it. And every time
yeah.
you make it through a trial that Satan throw your way, every time you make it through, that is a blessing waiting for you.
Brother Peter gave us a good example, really, you know, because he told Peter before the rooster crowed 3 times, you're going to deny me.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no. I just can't believe that. What say, Sister Mary? I just can't believe that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going all the way.
Mm-hmm.
What he did? He got to seeing them 39 lashes Jesus got. He got to seeing them in them courtroom people lying on him, and then what happened? He warming his hand about the fire, and somebody looked at him and said, "You sound like your speech betrayed you." You know what I'm saying? This here that even God still. What? Allow him to come back and still use him.
That's right.
Even
Jesus
when he denied
forgave
it.
Him.
Yeah.
He forgave.
Sure
he knew what he was going to do, but he also knew.
Yeah.
He also knew
yeah.
that Peter was going to be one of his great apostles.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
he forgave him for his sins.
Yeah.
See, that's
yeah.
why we should be, it should be easier, and I know it's hard.
Yeah.
It should be easier
yeah.
for us to forgive. Because look
yeah.
at the things that Jesus forgave us for. He forgave us.
Yeah.
And look,
we
done did everything
mm-hmm.
under the sun.
Yeah.
We didn't
right.
even talk about
yeah.
him.
Yeah. Yeah.
So
in the book too.
We got to learn to forgive.
Yes,
we got to learn to forgive. And thank
yeah.
God for what he's taken us through. And don't let no devil turn you around, brother dog. No devil in hell. Don't let him turn you around.
Because they know they can get you out there
and start cursing with them and showing out like that. Uh-uh, don't do it.
I don't care. A real friend, I don't care where you go with a real friend, you're going to find some way that y'all going to make men.
Okay.
A real friend.
And
A real friend, I'm serious. A real friend takes time. Some men take time to deposit things, especially if they're not walking close to God. It takes a little while to deposit that anger, you know what I'm talking about, and the adversary working with them, you know. And then for us, if we're walking with God, we should, step back and ask God to move us out of there and let him increase in that.
you know. And I'm telling you, Sister Mary, I'm telling you from the bottom of my heart, I've been truly hurt by a lot of people I never thought would hurt me like this. Matter of fact, I wanted to do something really bad to them back in the day, right? Well, I'm going to tell you this. I was so glad I didn't listen to my flesh. You know what I'm talking about?
That's
I didn't
right.
respond to my flesh. You would have never
That's
known
right.
me now. You would have never. I might have got killed or killed somebody. You'd have never knew me.
Jesus.
You know what I'm talking about? So that's what I'm saying. I'm glad that see, God had a plan. He had a plan. And I'm glad
Amen.
His plan allowed that mercy there, allowed that grace there. I told Brother Dog a long time ago, I said, you got a mouth, right? You know what I'm talking about? I know you do the thing to navigate your everyday life, what you like to do. But all the time, somewhere, even a little positive now, happening on the spiritual side now, and watch people going to start doing something. You're going to win some, and you're going to lose some. But don't worry about who you lose, because you're going to gain more with God. You're going to gain
Amen.
Way more with God.
Yeah. Amen. just give me a minute. I got some more hands up. Brother or sister mm-hmm. fan, whichever one it is, the floor is open for you.
I'm not going to take a lot of time. It's Brother Fan. And
you,
I just wanted to say this. I wanted to say this, how wonderful this is with everything's going on with everybody. I'm talking about what everybody's talking about. But I'm sitting back and laughing and looking at the big picture, because you can see a blessing in what's going on with Dog's situation. Sometimes you can take the bad.
That's right.
And I'm looking at the good that came out of it. Look at Dog starting a show that he's making sure he's helping people and trying to help everybody. Look at his own show helping him. I'm just sitting back, look at God. I say, the show helping him now, he needs a shoulder to lean
Amen.
On
Amen.
Every
Amen.
Once in a while.
Amen.
And I'm just
Amen.
Sitting back and I'm saying,
Amen.
Look how this can turn to poverty.
Yeah.
So Dog should
yeah.
be smiling right now, because look here.
I am.
You sitting there, you got
I
a
am.
Whole show. And they, man, everybody's sitting there praising, and boy, that's what
gonna,
I'm saying. So you take that pad and look how much good came out.
I was gonna,
of it. That's all I got to say.
I was going to tell, I was going to tell Sister Marion
yeah.
that I'm feeling better about everybody talking about it. It's calming me now and making me feel soft in my heart. Listen to y'all.
You're
telling the truth, Brother Fan. Thank you.
There you go.
Thank you.
Yes, sir. All right.
Pretty good.
That's true. Because he's trying to get to God. He's working on his soul salvation. Don't let Satan pull you back.
Amen. That's real.
Don't let Satan pull
real
you back.
Yeah.
You got to keep
That's
looking.
Real.
You got to keep your eyes on the prize.
Mm-hmm.
And that prize is eternal life. That's where you got to focus.
Yeah.
Keep your eyes
yeah.
on the prize. You sometimes tell
yeah.
Satan, get behind me, Satan, you're a lying one. You got to talk to him sometimes and get him off
That's
of you.
It. Get behind me.
Yeah, get behind me, Satan. You will not cause me to have any problems.
Yeah. That's true.
Yeah, you have to tell him. I got a big mouth. I tell you, I have to say what I have to say. I be hollering, Satan, I rebuke you in the name of Jesus. I mean, I have to walk in open place. I have to do it all.
That's true.
And don't care who he is. Because
yeah.
I'm trying to make it to heaven.
Yeah.
I ain't trying to hide from God. I want everybody to know who I am.
Yeah,
that's
good.
So I'm going to
say,
tell them on my towel.
Say, tell
Tom,
look,
the devil is a lie.
Not today. You're not going to get me today.
That's
so
right.
Tomorrow. You're not going to get to the devil out loud.
Amen.
Have you considered my daughter Emily? Have you considered my servant?
That's what God said.
We use Job, right? But have you considered anybody that God loves? That's what he tell the devil. Yeah,
there
but you
go.
Got this hedge of protection around. You know what I'm saying? I love that part, because we all play a part there, because we're gonna get tried, man. And when I try, it's not for us to get the victory. You know. It was a thing. It was
That's
a lot
right.
of times
That's
Jesus.
Right.
It was a lot of times Jesus prayed. He said, "I know you hear me always." That's what he told him. I know
and,
you
and
hear
you know
me
what?
Always. But for
That's
the one
why
I'm
we should
here,
pray. That's why we should pray always. We should
yes.
pray always over everything, be it big or small. Because,
yes.
like,
That's
I've
it.
Been not feeling good all week. My head's been hurting. The feet got to me. I had to leave the church mm-hmm. there. That I couldn't have a church because I was just, I'm about to pass out. My son called me. I was trying to get home. I make it to the light and pass out. Go to sleep.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, with God holding my feet on the accelerator, my son had to call me and talk me home. So this morning I was getting ready to go to take my grandbaby to his job. I said, "Now, Jesus, I know you're going to let your son shine. I said, let it cool off on me. Because I can't stay out in the sun. Don't you know? God let that sun cool out on me. I was able to stay out there, take him to his job, and come back home. And when you serve God,
true.
Don't you think he won't do things for you?
that's why,
Brother Dawg, you got a big blessing come. You make it through this. God got a blessing for you. Because every time you make it through your trials and tribulations, whosoever betrays you and turn against you, you tell them I love you anyway.
You know, I heard a brother just said that now the reverse came, but really this always been his hospital. It's always been his where he can go get therapy, where he can go get some strength. He always can lean on his Tuesday and Wednesday ministry. He can just lean on it. It's always been his therapy. That's why God know that sometimes he had to get our attention to the marriage. Sometimes he had to get our attention, and he allowed a little rain to come, a little tragedy to come to get our attention because he's trying
That's
to
right.
keep. The hours get, some of us know that we got more days behind us than we got in front of us. I want to say it again.
That's the truth.
We got
That's
a whole lot more days behind us we do in front of us, and he giving us a lot of warnings, too. And one day,
yeah.
he's going to do what he's going to do. One day, that's
what
we just want to get ready, you know. Yeah, and I'm going to tell you this, Sister Mary, I know you 100% with this. We can't do enough good to get in either. Oh, come here.
That's right.
it's gonna be because of that blood. I'm trying to tell you, I don't care what nobody says. You cannot do enough
right.
good to get in heaven.
Okay.
I learned. I know somebody going to help me with it. I learned that if you live by the law, you will be judged by the law. If you,
that's right.
yourself
That's what the Bible
says. If you hold yourself to, I ain't going to do wrong, and I ain't going to do this, and I ain't going to do that, I'm telling you, you're going to be judged by that. You're going to be judged by that. And the scripture says that. So he said we should have the fruit of the Spirit. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
He said when
yes,
you have the fruit of the Spirit, love, joy, peace, long-suffering. Oh, where that word come from, Sister Mary? Where that come from?
Yeah.
We don't.
Yes.
I don't mind love. I don't mind joy. I don't mind the peace. But where the long suffering come from? Then he eats another little word there, but Sister Mary, that temper
you
got.
To
have
that
too. Self control. You know that self control.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I know I'm right about
mm-hmm.
it. These are the things that as a believer we grow with it. We grow with it, and how you grow with it. Like our sister said, you got to get in that word. You got to read sometime. You got to take some kind of devotion time. We can do a lot of things 8 hours and 10 hours and have no problem doing that. But when it comes to God, it's a time limit. You know what I'm talking about? It's a time. Or just don't take all that. But you can go.
But you
can go with your job.
Go ahead.
Uh-huh.
You can go to your job. They got to make you leave sometime. You go
uh-huh.
to some people's houses. They got to make you leave sometime. If Brother Dawg don't
mm-hmm.
never cut the show off at nighttime, they'll stay there all night, 5, 6, 8, 10 hours to talk about the same thing they've been talking about all day long, you know. And all it is, I'm going to say this, Sister Matt. I'm going to say what really, these guys, they interact a lot. They interact a lot. I mean all day long. They talk they might be on the phone. I'm serious, 12 and 15 hours. On the phone talking,
mm-hmm.
so surely they're gonna say something wrong to each other. Surely something's going to happen. Men are like that because then their testosterone is getting in the way. You know what I'm talking about? Then it gets up and get all mad and everything because pride there because certain people inherited it. So I got to stand up and get some respect. You know what I'm talking about? So that's why some of the things, that's when the adversary gets in. He gets in. Now we've been having, we call so-called fun. We so-called fun because we got all this, you know, we call jesting. You know what I mean by jesting? It's joking around and having, see who can tell the best joke. And then you catch me the wrong day, Sister Mary. I don't even want to hear that joke. You know what I'm talking about? You know too much of my business. You broke too much of my business out. That's why these guys fall out on these phones like they do. I'm saying they've been on these phones a long time.
Staying on the phone like they do, it's just inviting Satan constantly.
That's
you have no word. You have no prayer.
Yeah.
You have nothing to put God in the midst of that. All of that, those long conversations, it's just ways for Satan to get in. And guess what? He's been allowed to do it. The doors are open to let him in.
That's it. You're right on them. That's it. Yes, ma'am.
So now
right
all these long conversations, if you ain't talking about Jesus, if you're, for one thing, you need to get off the phone and read your Bible. That's the thing. You need to get off your phone and fall on your knees and talk to Jesus and tell him about it. That's the thing. But you'd rather talk and keep all that unnecessary disturbance going instead of calling on the name of Jesus.
Now, I'm going to say this. I'm going to say this, Sister Mary. Now, a lot of that stuff, it's accommodating, right? Because a lot of them guys are truck drivers, right? A lot of them guys, they get on the road and they talk, you know, I know they chew the fat, you know, that's what they're doing. They chew the fat. But like I said, it leaves too much room for the devil to get in. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah,
I know all them guys probably don't.
You can get on that road and you can talk to Jesus.
I agree. I agree with you 100%. But a lot of them guys,
talk to Jesus and feel good when you make it to your destination.
I'm with you 100%. But a lot of them guys not there at that level. You know what I'm talking about? On time, some of them might come if death and came or hardship and came. You know what I'm talking about? Then they might come to them.
That's true.
You know,
but they would see a change in their conversation if they would just bag up and just get them a word every day. And I'm not, see, sometimes you've even got so far gone, I'm not talking about no one verse. At least do five.
Right.
Study it. Pray on it. And tell God to help you to understand. Open up your wisdom, knowledge, and understanding of his word.
That's it.
Right.
That's what we have to do.
Because
and if we do
if
that,
if I'm 28
if
years old,
we do that, all that junk and mess that we in the middle of would not happen. It would stop because God would stop it, and you start seeing life differently. All right. This has been an awesome conversation. And I'm glad, God bless, that we was able to just give Brother Dog the Spirit a hug. Say we love you and everything is going to be all right. And I know he already knew it by now. So I just thank God for this service on today. And Brother D must have got off the phone. I think after this service, so as my boy is off the phone right now, Brother Eric, close us out in a prayer. Is he off the phone too? Brother Eric? Okay.
Yeah, you got to do it yourself, Sister Mary.
I'm fine. I'm on my way with it. Father God, in the name of your Son, Jesus, Lord, we thank you for this day. We thank you for this beautiful service on today. Father God, I had no idea when I was doing that message how great that the blessing would be on today in this service. Father, I just thank you for the love that you showed to Brother Dahl. I thank you, Father God, for his heartache, Father God, for that is a step in the right direction that he can overcome it and trust you, Father God, in the name of your son, Jesus. Now, Father God, I ask you to bless your people, dear God, each and every one on the phone, Father God, the ones that's not on the phone. Father God, I ask you to bless them. Bless our family, our children. Father God, give us strength, Father God, to make it day by day. Father God, teach us to love like you love, Jesus. Father God, bless us when we go to do things against your will. We'll stop and say, what would Jesus do? Father God, I ask you to help us, God, in the name of your son, Jesus, because we can't make it without you, Jesus. We thank you, Father God, for carrying us through our day, Father God, holding us up when we want to fall down, not letting us fall, Jesus. Keep us with our minds, stay on you. Continue to bless Sister Emily. She's so excited about the word, Father God. And we ask you to anoint her holy. Father God, bless her, sanctify her, give her the Holy Ghost, Father. Save her, Father God, in your holy name, God. Father God, continue to bless your people, God. We thank you, Father God, for Brother Eric who came in on today, Father God, who was a blessing, Father God, on today as well. Father God, strengthen him, Father God. Continue to carry him in your holy name, Father God. Father God, each and every day, Father God, touch his body. Bless him, Father God. Keep him covered in the blood of Jesus, Father God. I know you're able. Bless brother and sister Fan, Father God. Father God, it's just so good to know that they are always there. Father God, we just thank you. Strengthen them, Lord. Strengthen them, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And I ask you to bless us, everybody on this radio. Father God, bless us, Father God, that we are all look to the hills for what comes back up. That we are all seek you, God. That we are all seek to be saved, Father God. That we are all seek to live with you in your kingdom, Jesus. Father God, that we are all seek eternal life. Father God, and we thank you, Father God. We ask you to bless the needy, Father God. The young, the old, the poor, the homeless. Father God, we ask you to bless the one that's out there. Father God, that just want to be out there. And then bless the one that just don't have nowhere to go. Father God, we can't make it on this earth without you, God. Father God, just give us strength. Bless your churches, God. Bless your pastors, Father God. Bless your deacons. Yeah. Bless the church from the front to the back, Father God. Father God, bless that the churches will have such a bond, Father God, that they'll all be on one accord, even though they don't know each other. Father God, the one thing we know, you know it all. Father God, and we thank you. Father God, I ask you to bless my niece, Father God, as they lay our mothers to rest on Friday, Father God. Give them strength, earn a proper strength to make it through this trying time, Father God. Father God, and we know you're able, give them peace, Father God. Father God, let them know that you're with them always. Father God, and we thank you. Bless them in the hospital room and the nursing home, Father God. Father God, truly, we call on you, Father God, because there is no other help that we know. Father God, and we thank you. We will forever praise you. We will forever give you the honor and the glory. We will forever love you and thank you because you are everything that we need. Father God, this prayer and all prayers, I bring to you in the name of your son, Jesus, I pray. Amen and thank God. And before I turn over to Brother Dahl, just let me announce. Be back with us again on next Wednesday night. Same time, same station. A time for reflection. For God always have a word for you. Glory be to God. And on Tuesday night, Brother D and his gospel hour. Same time, same channel. Be with us. We thank God for each and every one. And before I give it to Brother Dahl, Brother Eric, do you want to announce your show?
Yes, it's God's Plan on Mondays and Thursdays, 5 Central, and 6 Eastern. We had to accommodate that because of some of our work that we do right now. We don't have time to be on morning time anymore. But if you can come out and visit us, it would be nice. In the name of Jesus.
Amen. So let us all remember those announcements. And once again, we thank God for Brother Dog as we turn it into the pan. God bless you, Brother Dog. Into your hands.
He saw the best in me.
Yes, yes.
When everyone else around could only see the worst in me. Can I tell y'all one more time, one more time? I said he saw the best in me.
That's it.
Yeah.
When everyone else around could only see the worst in me.
That's it.
Oh, yeah.
I wish I had a witness tonight. All I need is one. Hey!
He saw the best in me.
Everyone else around me,
everyone else
around me,
can only see the worst in me.
Does anybody have that testimony? When God brought you off, said you would never make it, what did he see?
He saw the best in me.
When everyone else around me,
can only see the worst in me.
Can I tell y'all one more thing? I just need to tell you one more thing. Listen to this. See, he's mine, and I am his. It doesn't matter what I feel. He only sees me for who I am. Does anybody know that tonight? Oh, see, he is mine, and I am. Said it doesn't matter what I did. See, he only sees me for who I am. Help me sing it, the girl. And that he is mine.
Well, Sister Mary, now, that concludes our ceremony. That's Emily's song. She introduced me to that song. I try to play it every other day if I don't play it every day, but. Sister Mary, I'll close everybody's mic, and that concludes our ceremony for the day. So if you got any lasting words before you hang up, then go ahead and I'm going to give these guys a time to say something since we got
fine.
Yeah, okay. I appreciate everything, and God bless you. Thank you.
You be encouraged. God bless you. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye. All right. Sister Mary is gone. All right, guys, since we didn't have a show per se that y'all wanted yesterday, we got a little time today. If y'all got, we got some of y'all on here. I see Kid on here. I see Wheelchair, Kicker League. If y'all got something you want to do, or something to talk about today, we got pretty good crowd on here today. So if y'all got anything, hit the one button. Hit the one button if y'all got something. If you ain't got nothing, we don't have to have nothing. I'm feeling a little bit better today. I was a little bit down and out. A couple of my main buddies, I called them on the phone. I didn't get no answer, so I'm still waiting on them. Give me an explanation on what went on that I don't know nothing went on. So, like I said, if I offended anybody, please tell me. Yeah, please tell me, because I don't know. Well, anybody hit the one button yet? Oh, now they is. They go Kid. And it looks like they're coming Kid is. And I reckon I can't hardly see the numbers. I reckon this might be Juice Man. I don't know. Y'all open. Hello.
What up, dog? How you doing, man?
Hey, Kid. What's up? Is that you, Juice Man?
What's going on, dog?
Hey, what up, man? You had a birthday?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Happy belated birthday.
Appreciate that, Mr. Kid.
Hey, what a dog.
Oh, yeah.
I hear you was having a little problems, this, that, and the other, huh?
Well, I wouldn't call it a problem. I call it maybe it could be a problem, but it could have been a misunderstanding. But when I called the secret, I get the misunderstanding understood. I didn't get no answer. So,
okay.
As of right now, I still don't know what
what the problem or what the situation was. I got one of my dear friends kind of cursed me out pretty bad. Kind of cursed me out, and I don't know why.
Man. Because I was wondering, you know, you didn't throw the cap up in the air for the distress signal. You know what I mean?
Oh, we came anyway, though, kid. We was right there, though, kid. And you have to throw the cap now.
Oh, you? Yeah, I was looking for the cap, man. Yeah,
no,
I didn't see it.
It didn't get that serious. I mean, it got serious. That's what I'm saying. It got serious after the fact. If anybody got a problem or a situation with me, at least let me know what it is before you vilify me or accuse me of stuff that you might not know. Let me know. Just let me know. How you doing, Trinkle?
I'm doing good, dog. I'm glad you're doing better.
Yeah, I'm doing way better now.
I'm glad.
I'm serious today.
Yeah, I'm going to tell you something, though, dog, man. People, like, everybody want to have their way in this thing, and they find a way to make it your fault every time. People just gotta live with their own opinion, allow you to live with your opinion, and we need to grow up and go on our separate ways. Agree to
disagree
and continue.
Willie Dog,
since you and Trika on here, I want to ask y'all a question. Mm-hmm. Everybody has an opinion, right?
Yes, sir.
I mean, what makes your opinion more or better than anyone else's opinion?
Kid, I tried to explain that, kid. It just makes it different. That's all it makes it, kid. It just different. It just makes it different. It don't mean you right and I'm wrong and I'm right and you wrong. It just makes us different.
It's an opinion. Yeah. Yeah, that is what it is, my kid. I don't understand. The way
I look at it, opinions are like assholes. Everybody got one.
You're right. And it can cause us to act like one, too.
Yeah.
Somebody baby crying.
Yeah, who got them babies? I know it ain't kids, so it must be Juice Man.
You got that right.
I know it ain't kids, so it must be Juice Man.
You got that right.
No,
I mean,
it
must be some kid. We must be missing something. There must be something vital that we're missing.
Gotta be missing something.
There's no way something that minute blew up that bad out of proportion. There's no way.
Take exit
510
on the right.
There's no way. We're missing something.
All right, joking. I just told you, Michael. Whoever got the GPS back there, come on.
That's me. My bad.
I could give a fuck about another motherfucker's opinion.
Damn, kid.
Y'all just got out of church, man. Don't get kids started. I'm just gonna pray for him. I'm gonna pray for him.
Yeah, you can do that. Yeah, you can do that now.
Yeah,
man, please.
No,
my point is,
now, I got some hate mail from down in Florida. They said, oh, Trigger hating on T5 because she hating on him because she thought the other man was the bear. If you thought he was a bear and he wasn't, that ain't hating on nobody. We always say it's one bear. We ain't going to do four or five bears. It was four or five bears
right
down here this past weekend.
Right.
Your opinion is your opinion. Kid got one bear. Trigger got a bear. Doug ain't got a bear. Juice got a... If all of us got different bears, neither one of us right or wrong. We just different. That's all.
Right. No, one thing people got to understand is what's understood don't have to be explained. You understand me?
Well, sometimes it has to be. I like to explain it, folks. When I break ties or burn a bridge with somebody, I want to make sure I did it the right way and it wasn't my fault. What I'm trying to say is, I can work anything.
It wasn't unintentional. You wanted to be intentional. You wanted to be intentional if you're going to break.
Exactly. There you go.
I'm going to tell you something my granddaddy told me. Sometimes it's good to burn bridges because I'd rather swim across a motherfucking lake than go across a bridge that I don't want to be on.
Well, I agree with you. Like I said, you know, in my position, I touch a lot of people. A lot of people listen to me, and I try to do the right thing. I mean, you know, I know I'm rough around the edges, real rough. But I always say it, I can keep everybody else out of trouble. I just can't keep my own damn self out of trouble.
Yeah. Yeah. But, dog, you know, it's crazy. Like, I mean, to say people from Florida gave you hate mail about something I say is astronomical to
me. Well, no. I said they was kind of talking about you, Trigger. You know, saying you.
But I don't understand why they calling my name.
I said she made a post on Facebook with the exact thing I was saying. We had bears down there, and you know, you might weigh something heavier than I do, and vice versa. You might, you know.
Right.
And everybody knows.
Right.
Hey, what kid is it? Kid.
Yeah.
I done said it 1,000 times on this show. I ain't saying it's right, but that's the way we go. The cars with the supposedly faster time, the bigger cars, they get the most of the attention. That's automatic.
Right.
So if both of them do the same,
right.
If both of them do the same thing, normally the car with the faster car gonna get the attention. That's, you know,
right.
You know, not saying the other guy don't deserve it, but that's routine. That's the way of life. The way we got it.
Right.
And it's a popularity contest. It's a popularity contest.
It is.
Yeah.
A lot of people probably didn't know about T5 and, you know, Papa Smurf, like they did Saul the Bitch or whatever.
Kid, quit reading my mind. That's exactly what I told them. I said on a local level, everybody around there know T5 and Papa Smurf. I said on a national area, on a national level, probably 10-20% know who they was. Now probably about 50-60% know who they was just because of the exposure that they done got now. But the people didn't know who they was. On a national level, it probably wasn't 10% of the people know who Papa Smurf was.
Yeah.
It was probably,
probably
10% don't know it now.
Be it good or bad, now they know, because not everybody that know now thinks they are the best. Some people know now and have negative comments to say. You understand what I'm saying?
Don't get me wrong, Trigger. They did some bad stuff.
They did.
I read them. And Sergeant B went through a shootout that had so many bad jokers in it. They ain't had that many bad jokers in one shootout since we've been having shootouts, Trigger. And he went through that like he went through it like putty. That's because he was tough. Not because it was easy. Because it was tough. And he just was tough up.
Man, Salter Bitch ran through them folks like that. They killed everybody in their family.
Like bowling pins.
Yeah. He went in the court like a lawyer. He never lost a case.
Yeah. Didn't care either. Right. Like, we all can feel the way we feel about certain things, but, I mean, you can't tell somebody else down about their opinion. Like, state your opinion and let it be.
I feel much better today, especially after that show they just had just been, because the more they talked about it and the more I listened, and like I said, I did some listening. I went and got in a quiet place, even though I'm not here working today. I said, I'm going to make myself go listen to this show. Because it was therapeutic for me. It helped me right around.
Yeah.
I mean, because I was in a bad mood. I wanted to cuss everybody out still, and I really didn't give a dog. But right now, I'm pretty good now. You can't break me right now. Right now, you can't break me.
Mm-mm. Like T5 and Price know, I got much respect for them guys. It takes other people.
Was a baby. I've been knowing T5 since
Wasn't T5 on the show yesterday?
He was on the show Monday. He was.
T5 T5 ain't got no problem.
So,
T5 ain't got no problem.
That's the point I'm getting at. He heard that he was called a cub. So if the owner and the person that was involved in the race didn't have a problem with being a cub, why should anybody else?
People just like to stir shit, man. They like to stir shit. Then you got to understand that about people. That's how most people are nowadays. They just like to sit back and stir shit. They don't know how to just let it be. We don't know how to be adults all together and just have differences of opinions and be okay with how we feel. We don't know how to do that. We know how to tear each other down to the bitter end, but we don't understand in our own closet we got skeletons.
Oh yeah.
That's the problem. That's the real problem. Like, we wanted to hear T5 talk Monday. We wanted to hear Salty Bitch Monday. We wanted to hear what happened with Gotti. We wanted to hear certain things about that race. But you know what? It got overshadowed by somebody trying to figure out who dick the biggest. And I hate to say it that way, but that's just how I felt.
Oh, man.
That's my opinion.
Right.
We didn't get a
right,
chance
right.
to really hear the racers from the weekend talk about what went right, what went wrong, what they plan to do different, what they plan to do improve. We didn't get to hear none of that shit because it got overshadowed by foolishness. Straight foolishness that happens all the time. That's the part for me. That's where like the line need to be drawn. Like there's some, we got to find a way to mitigate some of this shit because it don't have to be that way. And it's blown out of proportion by top people in the, by race and icons that manipulate the situation. We shouldn't have this. That's just my thought, y'all.
I was gonna suspend the bail report for a couple of weeks and let somebody else do it and just see. Just show people. I don't care what you do. If you ask 10 different people, you're gonna have 7-8 different answers.
Mhm.
I mean, everybody ain't nobody gonna never. We ain't never gonna unanimously agree on nothing. For one
right.
thing, I'm gonna disagree just because I don't like kids. I don't care what it is. Me and kids could be doing the
exactly.
same thing, but because it's kid, I ain't gonna like it because it's kid.
Exactly.
I ain't gonna like it because it's jughead. I ain't gonna like it because it's trigger.
Absolutely, dog. Absolutely. You 100% right.
We just spiteful. And I don't know.
For nothing.
I don't know what to say about us.
For nothing.
We need to do better.
We all need to do better. You get up, we hear that show, then you hang the phone up. And you sit, I don't care who you are. People can say they hang the phone up and don't think about it no more. It's something about the show every day. People take a little bit away from it and think about it. You analyze what happened. The only thing that we saw happen on that show Monday night, unfortunately, is Tony Bynes showing us why he felt like Murph was the bear. And if you
yeah.
wait for our opinion, we would say you just want him to be the bear because he beat Jamie.
All he had to do was come on and tell who his bear was and let it go. Everything was going smooth.
You're right about that too,
he
y'all. But let me throw this
on.
Let me throw James in there too. Sometimes humility will get you further too. Sometimes if you come on there and beat him to the punch and say, you know what, y'all, hey, we didn't think we didn't do what we thought we were gonna do. That we got out there and got our ass handed to us. That would have beat Tony to the punch. He ain't got shit else to talk about. But the fight
T-5,
back and forth about
Jamie
it.
And all them guys, T5 and Jamie and all them didn't have no problem. Them guys laughed and joked
right.
and ate food buying that shit.
Right.
No.
I'm just saying on
no.
this show right here, instead of fighting
no.
with
no.
Tony, just be like, yeah, Tony, you're right. You got to sometimes let
no.
him have that because that shit don't be worth it.
Now, Trika, I got a question for you, and though.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if I'm not mistaken, Gotti won 3 races, right?
Who, Salty?
He won 2 girls.
Salty.
Yeah.
Salty won 3 races, right?
He won a girls
two
race,
girls
and he won a shootout. Let me tell the kid exactly how it was. He won a straight-up girls match, one-on-one, and then they
yep.
met in the shootout, and
right.
he won that, too, and they did it. So, yeah. So he won two girls
right.
races and the shootout. Yeah. yeah.
So that's 3 races
yeah.
that he won.
Right.
T5 won 2 races, right?
Right.
Now, who fared better? In the win and loss.
Three out of three.
The bad report don't come with that. You could have just had one race and still been the bad. That's what I'm saying. You could have had one race and still
yep.
been the bad. You know.
It's got a floating requirement.
It don't have a set requirement
yep.
about how many
right.
you win or lose or whatever. That has
yes.
nothing to do with your win and loss. You could have went out there and ran one. See, he could have... The anticipated race between Gotti and Salty, if he had just won that race and didn't do nothing else, I mean, he still could have been the best just by with that one race.
Yeah.
But now with T5
yeah,
winning 2 races like that, with two known people like that, that might have overshadowed him. I'm just letting you know how you can still win with one race. Don't care if
exactly.
a man went there winning 7-8
exactly.
races. Don't mean he's the best
exactly.
just because he won 7-8
exactly.
races.
Exactly. You remember we had that conversation on the show, kid, about a year ago, a little bit more. They were saying, oh, Jamie didn't race for 1 race and somebody else ran 2 or 3. It's not about the race. It's the caliber. You remember that? You remember that conversation?
Mm-hmm.
I never
mm-hmm.
forget. It's the caliber of race.
The
it's about
now,
who,
one thing
yeah,
I will
the
say,
hype,
one thing I will
the fan
say
base.
Is,
about my races now, about my race. Money, me, because I don't like to deal with that money because, you know, everybody, some people try to think just because they got money, they bet everybody. Money, to me, never comes into the play with the bad report with me. So if you bet it $100,000, I don't give a damn. That don't mean nothing to me in the bad report. That don't mean nothing to me. So like you said, the hype got a lot to do with it, and the hype, right. You know, and who you running to. And so normally right. When you got a lot of hype, it's two well-known people that everybody know.
Yeah.
You
know, yeah.
Some kind of rival.
Yeah.
Just like right now. Tony Bynum and Jamie can go out there and race. And Tony Bynum whoop Jamie ass. Tony Bynum probably going to be the best. He's probably going to be the best.
Mm-hmm. You're right, dog. Tony Bynum's probably going to be the best. Yeah. But let me tell you this,
everybody
too, dog.
Know they
let
got
me tell you this, too.
Other, but you know.
Hell yeah.
You know,
hell yeah. But let me tell you this, too, dog. At this point, the shit that's going on with that Tony Bynum and Jamie situation, they can go out there and race each other, and Tony Bynum beat his ass 4 or 5 times. It's some people that ain't gonna give a shit about it, only because
I said I was gonna wash my hands of that. So you know, it ain't that I'm hateful or nothing, but like I said, I don't care if you. Tony Bynum is a I'll be damned if I do, I'll be damned if I don't situation. So. So I'm just gonna wash my hands with that situation. I'm gonna say it like
yeah.
I'm gonna just wash my hands with that.
Yeah.
That way I don't have to deal with it either way. I don't have to deal with it either way.
Yeah, absolutely. He is definitely an icon, but I'm telling you, it's more people listening than people think listening, and the behaviors displayed just don't sit well with a lot of folks, man. It don't. And if people sit back and allow that shit to continue and sit up and laugh and play all day every day. They man, listen. I feel sorry for them because they just walking them into a hole. That's all. Cause they damn sure ain't finna help him out. They damn sure ain't finna help him out.
And you want his main supporter. So you know
exactly. I support him, and I like him. I just don't like this here. This here ain't it. Hell no. No. If you wanted to go that far, you should have just gave him the jackass of the week. But you didn't do that because you didn't want to have that kind of beef. You're like, I ain't going to do that. I'm going to leave that alone. But then as soon as people start talking about the race, you dig deeper. Like, come on, man. If you're going to let it be.
The bad report and all this stuff is just supposed to come on in and have us a little good time and some entertainment purposes and have a little time, you know. But like I said, the bad report, besides that one time I did get the Tony out of spite. I did get the jackass out of spite one time because I was in my feelings.
Yeah.
I haven't done that anymore. I came on and admitted that and apologized.
Yeah.
So, anybody that's on the bad report that gets them, trust me, they was in the category to get it. It was the category
right.
Had 1 million bears. We had about 7-8 bears down here this week. But
yeah.
Only one could be the official bear. Only one could be the official bear.
Right.
Brother D.O.
Right.
Michael.
I don't have to hate against T5. I don't have
to.
Wait a minute, Brother D. Wait, let me say this right quick before you start. I don't have to hate.
Why she can do that.
Thank you. I don't have to hate on T5 because it doesn't do anything for me to hate on him. I don't know why on the show Monday, I didn't hear nobody from Florida but Jessica hit the one button and give her down heart bear report. She gave that from her heart. You could hear her.
Mm-hmm.
Her, she was dead damn serious about her bear report because that's how in her heart
you know
how she felt.
Sugar, you just struck another nerve with me. You right. Now, if everybody loved T5 and them like that, why they didn't come on the show and show that? It should have been 100 people
instead
on
of sending text messages and waiting to call later to stir some shit.
Yeah.
Just get on the phone,
that's
hit
right.
the one button, and get your bear
that's
report.
Right. You know.
I
Rick
fought with
Sandra.
Jamie a little bit about it because I was saying who won the lane choice, who put him in the lane. I'm messing with him.
But hold on. But see, just think about it. I was down there. Ricky Stanberg, Peggy, and Stephen, they came down here. Remember them three and Ryan Grigsby, the tuner. They worked their butt off all the time. They worked and worked and worked. Whatever they get, they deserve. Stephen, the owner of the car, the shit he done went through. Blowing motors up and coming right back like that, man. That man, he's gonna get a little extra spice from me just for his dedication to the game. You don't hear him talking about nobody, bothering nobody.
Yeah,
he'll help anybody in the world. Now, that right there gives him a little edge. So if he was going up against anybody or something, he got a little edge with me. I'm going to tell you, I'm a little biased toward him because of how good he is and his work ethic and the way he treats people and stuff.
Yeah.
So, you know.
Yeah. I don't know them, and I feel the same way about T5 and them.
Yeah.
I feel the same way. They don't bother nobody. They take care of their business, and they go on about their business. But guess what, dog? I'm going to say this with all honesty. Florida get him the hardest fucking time. A lot of them dudes out of Florida get him a hard time. And you can get T5 on his phone, and he'll tell you himself.
Well, my point is, the way they say they love him and everything and want to defend him, it should have been ever got on the show with the guy from Florida.
Hell yeah. Should have locked it down early.
Nobody.
Should have locked it down.
Yeah.
Especially being 2 weeks in a row. Jason Wells would stay in your lane last week, and then week before, not last week, T5. Man, that show should have been over flooded with Florida people and showing out. Because ain't no Florida goes down, dog, for 2 weeks straight. They should have been on that.
Well, you know me. Who hard on Florida with me? I can't wait to dog Florida out.
Hell yeah.
I couldn't wait. But you got balls deep. Jason Wells and T5
on
that.
Oh,
Florida,
right.
Florida
be
is right now is hot. Florida is hot.
Mm-hmm.
Ain't nobody hot
mm-hmm.
but Florida and started to be as of right now. Florida and started to be the only somebody hot right now if you want to say hot.
Yeah.
And Florida,
right now, look at man. Now you done messed it up, man. You had to mess it up, man. Come on, man. He brought Baller name up, man. No Baller can't whoop me. Baller can't whoop nobody.
Oh, man. Not
the
lizard.
Don't do
not
Baller.
Not the lizard.
But I just talking trash. But Baller, like I said, Baller's just like me. Baller's an icon for Florida. Baller is Florida.
Hell
you
yeah.
You can't say that about Florida unless you call Baller name. Baller is Florida.
Hell yeah. Hell
Baller
yeah.
Well, I was trying to you, dog.
For
well,
sure.
Yeah. But Trigger, you know it or not, everybody on the phone, if everybody on the phone don't know it, Florida got such a good racing down there. And I told Tony Rafer a long time ago, Tony, you don't even have to worry about trying to integrate yourself with all these other people. Florida got enough racers down there. If they really wanted to, if they race, they could be their own plug. We got a better, the official better week down in Florida for Florida.
Right.
Just for the state of Florida.
Right.
We got an
Florida got
their
own battle week. Hey.
They got their own official battle. Tony Rickett is over there down there by way of Gurgic and myself because I'm the awards president. And they got an official battle week. And T5 them and all of them, Kenny Reigns and all the crew members' name is on the certificate. They got a certificate for that. So for all y'all haters that don't know that, all your haters that don't know that. So they were the bear and they was the bear and the club this week, official.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Ricky
Stop
Stanbrough,
worrying about individual
Ricky Stanbrough,
people.
Ricky Stanbrough, Peggy, and Stephen, Stephen and Stephen, and Ryan Grigsby, they was the cream of the crop as the original Bear of the Week this week, the official Bear of the Week that I invented, that I started, and everybody says it's mine. So Trigger said, if I didn't sell it, it's mine. So
And you're entitled to that. Everybody entitled to their own opinion. Everybody. But, dog, I'm going to tell you this, too, though, and I want you to always remember this. Take this with you to the bank. You can't get better by slandering somebody else. You will never have a step ahead of people by slandering them. Never.
I'm going to tell you somebody.
You're
going to
always,
step
two steps back.
I'm going to tell you something. A man told me that some people don't like Jay Barnes. Jay Barnes told me that you don't have to try to make yourself look good by tearing somebody else.
No. No, never.
You don't have to try to make yourself look good by tearing somebody else down.
Never. Never.
Yes,
the more you try to make yourself look better than people, the hole you digging for them, baby, dig a bigger hole. Because even if I fall, you're going too. Ain't no way in hell you're going to stand up here on top. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So people just got to start being conscientious of the things they perpetuate.
You already can't tell somebody. Somebody might not want me to say it right now. Don't nobody in the world want to mess with Softy B, and ain't no small block in the world want to mess with Smurfs as of right
at
now.
At all,
they,
period.
Cream,
and some big blocks
cream.
Either.
Don't nobody. You can say what you want to, but don't nobody want to mess with them two people right there in this in that
at
world.
All. At all.
Yeah.
At all.
You said nobody in the world,
dog. In the
world, Craig.
I said the world. The world.
In the world, Craig.
the world. I would for the universe, but we don't go across the water. Do what now?
Not even J.R. Gray, dog.
Chopping.
Man, J.R. Gray ain't on our radar for this shit, man.
I seen him over there blowing the dust off the motherfucker, as he say.
Well, see, that's what I'm
tell
talking about.
Tell J.R. Gray, going on in Wawa, and have a good time.
Yeah, we talking about people that putting in work. We ain't talking about people that are putting in likes on Facebook. We talking about people that's in the mud doing it. You can't get a ditch dug sitting at home. You got to get out there and get in the ditch to dig it.
Right.
Yeah.
So I'm going to say it again. As of right now, as I'm talking, ain't nobody in the world with a small block want to mess with Smurf, Papa Smurf Jr. And ain't nobody in the world, period, want to mess with that song to be. Period.
Now,
if anybody don't like it,
at all.
I know one of them. I know if anybody don't like it, I know one of them that's DP ready if you don't like what I said.
Exactly.
T5 might be working on there, but I know Salt to be DP ready.
They're going to be back real quick, too. They turn around time quick, too.
Eddie got a chip on his shoulder right now for everybody talking this bull. He got a chip on his shoulder.
Yeah. Yeah. T5 and them ain't going to take long. If they can get their part, they're going to be right back out there, too. If they need it.
Hit the one button when you said it.
Hey, hell no.
Bye, Joe, you on Bye,
Joe. Y'all want to say something about salt before y'all get to
go ahead.
Come on. Come on in there.
They are a top contender, and their work ethic is impeccable because nobody but Steven and the driver most of the time racing the car. They got a tuner, true enough. But the effort they put into that car without a big crew, this, that, and other, they hands-on, just them two, and they're at the top of the list. Work ethic-wise.
Oh, you can't leave Peggy out, homeboy. She right there every step of the way.
With the tuner. It's just four people. Got more people helping me with my car when I go than they do.
Yeah.
But they work ethic is unreal, and they dedicated, and when they was down, you know, they ain't argue, they ain't fuss, they ain't do this, that, and other. I always said when they got them laps, when they put laps and laps in the car, when they went up against Marlon Burke, I went with Salt the Bitch because I felt like they had the laps and data. You can have all the parts you want, but if you ain't got laps and data and working together, that's what it takes. Then they doing it. And if they did this past weekend, they're going to get better. They're going to be hard to beat.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Right now, they're on top of the game.
Yes, sir. And guess what, though? Guess what, though, Pacho? I'm going to tell you this, though. The whole salted race, the more people going to be waiting to see who in the hell going to be able to knock him off. I'm here to tell you that. The him and Smurf. If Smurf come back out there, turn around real quick, come back this year, race. He been racing all year. But if he keep at the rate he going to, they're going to be waiting. It's going to be unfortunate that they show up at the same racetrack every week because people going to have to put one eye on one and put the other eye on the other. It's going to be a mess. It's going to be a mess. So there ain't even nothing to talk about right there. It's going down for sure. All they're going to take is one somebody to just wiggle a little bit on Salty, and boy, look at here. It's going to be like the sky fell out. Because everybody betting on Salty. Everybody. The little kids out there talking about, I'm going with Salty. You know? Hey, you can't be mad at something like that. No matter if you like the man, you don't like the man, you like whoever, you don't like whoever, the proof is in the pudding.
All that other shit is irrelevant. Irrelevant. Like the kids say, it's, everybody got an asshole, man. Everybody.
Mm-hmm.
You can't fight with the truth. Can't argue with that. Shit. If any defense attorneys and they want to argue with the truth, they need to take their ass and get in them circuit courts and argue these some of them lies them defendants be telling and get them out. Shit.
All right, y'all got quite a few people on here. Y'all got it. 88 people still on here.
You know, with a dog, you know who Peggy remind me of?
Talk to me.
She remind me of Ella Glidden, Bob Glidden's wife back in the day.
Yeah.
She right there getting her hands dirty and shit.
Dedicated. Dirty meals, yeah. Right. And not to mention she can cook. Not to mention she can cook, kid.
Yeah, well, I found that out from Forever Grudge. I found that out from Forever Grudge because he was over there by the camper all day trying to eat.
Yeah. And kid, make no mistakes. It has nothing to do with the color of your skin. It has nothing to do with that. Because we tear us down quick. We don't care about us.
Now, hold on. I ain't said she can cook that good now. You talking about the black and white cooking now.
No.
I ain't found no real good cooking white folk now. The white folk cannot cook now. Y'all call me prejudiced if you want to, but I ain't found no white folk that can cook real good now.
I think my son's girlfriend gonna be one of them that know how to cook real good. She be watching them trying to make me teach her. Stuff I know, I'd be kind of hesitant a little bit, though. I'd be like, girl, this passed down from an old black woman. You crazy? You gonna need this. But I think about it, I'd be like, well, you know, if she gonna be with my son, if she gonna be with somebody got the phone out the door. If she gonna be with my son, I'd rather him eat.
Hey, if any white folks on there say they can cook real good, I'm open to coming to your house and set your food out. So
hit
the one button. Let me know who you is.
Oh, man. Not the soul food.
Yeah. 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 A lot of black folks can't cook hell.
Mm-hmm.
It's 88 folks on the show. They want to hear the bullshit, dog. They don't want to hear the truth. They want to hear the bullshit so they can go and we find something else crazy to talk about and then run that in the damn ground. Yeah, it's people right here in Florida. You can't make me trust their ass as far as I can see them. You can't make me fuck around with them. You know what I'm saying?
Come
it's
on,
people,
Trico.
It's some people out of state I care more about than people right in the same state. Man, that don't mean nothing, though. A state does not make you family.
Trico, you know, you talking real good today. The only problem you got now, you got to start bringing your fat ass to the racetrack.
Dog. That's all I got.
Trico's still long ass way, dog.
I don't care. I'm just saying, you know, she's talking real good today, and more people will give her more respect if she bring up that ass to the race.
Oh, yeah, I got you. That's
all he said. Yeah, I heard him loud and clear. But that's all they love to pull anyway right now. He at the track. But I'm going to be at the track, and all they're going to do is aggravate the shit out of me anyway. So stop talking about where I ain't at. Just say come to the track.
It's all good. Right now, everything's kind of mellow. Hey, man, we got a lot of people on here, and I see some numbers on here, and I know you're on Facebook, but if you got something you want to say, hit that one button, let's get it out so everybody can hear it. That way, you can better express yourself. You can better express yourself with words than you can on typing on that Facebook junk, man.
Mm-hmm.
So I can better explain myself instead of typing, because sometimes I'm typing, I might be mad or trying to do something else. Big Eddie, please stop texting me, Big Eddie. You're not going to race nobody. Big Eddie, please. Mudbone ain't from the You had a man come all the way from California to race you, and you didn't even show up at the damn track with the car. So please stop texting me, Big Eddie. You're wasting my time. I'm just being honest. You're wasting my time. No damn way, you ain't going to race nobody. Nobody. So stop texting me. Talking about Mudbone this and Mudbone that. Mudbone. Talking about it. Lock in. We can go to Maryland. We can go to Maryland. I come to Maryland this weekend and run you since Leon bagged out. You bagged out. I don't even want to run no more. Me and Leon was on the phone trying to lock out. I was going to lock him out to come to Maryland this weekend.
Kid,
lock in 500 on 2,000. Kid, don't ever race me and Leon. What the lockout be, kid? I'm going to see how smart, kid. What the lockout be every time me and Leon race?
If I'm not mistaken, I think it was about 2,500 or more.
No. I ain't talking about the amount. I'm talking about how we lock out. What do we lock out? How much do we lock out?
1,000.
The whole pot. Damn it. The whole pot. What do we got for? We lock the whole pot. Yeah. Good grief. Y'all ain't too smart. Y'all ain't too bright. Every time me and Leon and we done locked the whole pot out because he like to brag about it. He coming off the trailer. And I'm coming off the trailer.
Mm-hmm.
Don't bother me, lock out the whole pot. Every race we done race, we came off the trailer, and we locked the whole pot.
What was the problem?
The problem was he wanted to lock 500 in on 2,000. Then he wanted to say, I said, no, I ain't coming with Ben for 500, and you just stay the park. I'd rather lose the whole 2,000 or 2,500 or whatever we're running for and take my store ass on back home if I lose. I ain't coming with Ben going back home with 500. It take me 500 to get up there. So then he said, I ain't going to do that. I ain't going to do that. But then guess what he told me, kid, in the next breath? Well, I'll lock the whole pot up if you come to 41. I said, come on, man. Come on, man. You want me to come to 41 because you got big ties in winter ball, which I don't care about the big ties in winter ball, but I was going to go to Maryland. I was supposed to lock in for Maryland. So I told him. You know, I wanted him real bad, kid. You know that, right? You know every time I talk, I be running him, right? He off my bucket list now. I don't want to run him. I don't want to run him no more. He's off my bucket list now. He's off my bucket list. And if you want to call me, I'm in my bitch feeling. You can call me that. I'm in my bitch feeling. He's off my bucket list. I don't even want to run him. Hey guys, is anything else y'all got on here? We got time. I got a little. Well, I'm making time today, cause I had to clear my mind. And my mind pretty clear right now. I'm about back to normal right now. So if anybody got anything, they want to hit the one button. Hit the one button and come on. Now see, as soon as I hang up here, yep, I can call the back line. They on the back line want to ask me the same shit they can ask me now.
Oh yeah,
come on, Big Kenny. Come on, Kenny Rain.
What's up, dog? How you doing
come
today?
On.
Kenny.
I'm doing better, kid. I'm doing better.
What's up, kid?
I'm doing better, brother.
That's good.
What's
feel
up,
good
Kenny
to get
Ryan?
Some shit out your mind, don't it?
Yeah, it do, kid. Kenny, it damn sure do. It damn sure do. Feel real damn good. Real damn good.
Oh, man.
Yeah. And you feel good, too, because you got some shit off your chest, too, didn't you? You got some shit off your chest, didn't you?
Yeah, I feel all right, dog. I ain't playing. I feel all right, though. Feel all right.
Hey, kid, that's one of them Papa Smurf bars, kid. That's one of them Papa Smurf bars.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
He just wanted to shut Jamie's mouth up.
Yeah, I had heard about that.
That was good,
but it was all, but it, like I said, it was all in good fun, though, kid. It was all in good fun, right? It was all in good fun, man.
That's all in good form.
Yep. Right.
Oh, yeah. Yes, sir.
Oh, well, that's what it's supposed to be.
Looking forward to do it again with some more cars, man.
That's what it's supposed to be.
I mean,
grudge racing is just,
on when y'all might
grudge racing is just a hobby, man.
Yeah, you right, kid. You got any in the timeline on when y'all might think y'all got that old car squared away? Back fixing.
Real soon.
Right.
I'm just gonna leave it like that. Real soon.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yep. Grudge racing is a hobby. I don't know nobody that's grudge racing trying to make a living at it. If he is, he's going to be about a whole motherfucker.
If they use trying to make a living, go by the trail where the Greyhound bus station and look and see if they're on the bench out there trying to sleep.
Yeah. They're gonna wind up being a poor motherfucker.
Oh, yeah.
That kid rough, boy.
Kid, you enjoying this weather, kid?
Man, goddamn, Kenny. It's so goddamn hot up here. I thought I saw monkeys.
Yeah. Damn.
Same thing tomorrow.
Damn,
I said, goddamn.
Were they climbing or running across the road?
I don't know. I kept my black ass in the house. Stayed up under the air conditioner.
Yes, sir.
Shit, it got up to around about 112
on,
with the heat index.
Come on back in there, Jughead. You got back in there, Jughead.
Yeah, dog. I'm back. I hadn't even damn out.
Damn, how you be down here in the mountains? I thought you be up in the mountains. I didn't know you was down in the mountains.
I said out here in these mountains.
That's the
first
time I heard. Down
here.
Yeah, you said I'm down here in these mountains. What you
said? I said out here in these mountains.
Oh, out here. Okay, out here. What's up, Trico?
Yeah, is Flop on the line? Anybody check on Flop?
I don't know. I don't know. I called him 2 times. He didn't answer my call, but he put some nasty stuff on Facebook about me.
Oh, what man.
What did he put
on Facebook about you? Damn. Because I ain't see it.
That was one of my buddies I'm talking about. They hurt my feelings.
Oh,
man.
That's
what
I don't want to see.
Yeah, they hold the press service in there, too.
I don't know.
He did? Oh, DeVincent did that?
Yeah, he did.
Mm-hmm.
He did.
Everybody's good.
Whether he meant to do it or not, I don't know. Cause I screenshotted it. I got it though.
I need you to send me that.
I'm not gonna do it yet because he might have made a mistake. He might have misunderstood something on Facebook.
I'm gonna read it, but we need to talk. We gonna talk about that on the back line. But I need to read it, dog. Mm-hmm.
I'm not gonna put out no more than been put out until he either call me and we talk about it, or he made a mistake about it and he misunderstood something. Tate on there? I ain't hear no damn Tate. But, yeah, he said intercourse, me, prayer show, running show, it all up.
Damn.
Damn.
Yeah. That's a dub. I damn near started crying when I seen him. What up, Tate?
What up, dog? What
the
fuck going on?
Oh,
hey,
man.
Hey, come to the phone. Hey, come to the phone. I need to ask you a good question. I can't hear you good. Come to the phone, Tate.
Tate,
come to the phone.
Motherfucking great.
What up, man? What up?
Yeah,
what
we can
up?
Hear you now.
Talk to me. I'll talk back.
Hey, tell me what you think about that Salt to Be this weekend in that Papa Smurf ball. Tell me what you think about them two races there. Tell me what you think, Tate. Now, I know you don't give a damn who like it and who don't like it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, to be honest, dog, I'm going to say this. I myself, and I think you said it several times yourself, I don't think Salty B's Whoopi John Gotti was a surprise. And I'm just being honest with you. It wasn't no goddamn surprise. I don't think no motherfucker in America can change motor from one engine to another
mm-hmm.
one in that amount of time. Out there fucking with that salty bitch. I don't think nobody.
Thank you. That's all I was saying, Tate. That's all I was saying, Tate. I fully agree with it. I swear I do. Thank you, Tate. Thank
but you. Now, you ain't let me finish.
My bad.
So, on the other side, he found new one out there and they did some shit that, you know, motherfuckers probably didn't think they were going to do. Especially whatever was going on with that car. I heard some people saying it wasn't heard, I don't know. I heard a lot of shit, but I just say at the end of the day, both them teams, man, I know you can't give both teams no goddamn the same award, but that was some bad shit on both their parts this weekend, man. That's all I can say, bro.
Mm-hmm.
So the argument, and that's why we argue. It's controversial. It's based on fucking opinion. So that's why every fucking body argue about it. Who can actually come up with something that make one greater than the other?
Exactly.
Right on.
So that's why you ain't heard me say nothing on it, dog. You ain't heard me say a word or nothing, because I just, you know what I'm saying?
Because hey, you're right, though, you can make an argument for both. You can make an argument for both of them, and whoever you pick, it's just your opinion. It's just different. It don't mean it's wrong or right.
You be arguing to the end of time, right? You know what I mean?
You might. Me and you don't have the same finish date. Just like you just said, if that man went out there and did that, that's tough. Okay, I might say, yeah, that is tough. But I might look at Father went out there and did that, ooh, that's tough. Well, that don't mean neither one of us wrong.
Because somebody didn't want to go out there and whoop. You know what I'm saying? I really feel like him whooping Marcus, that really, you know, like I said, I don't, that wasn't no surprise to me. I gambled.
That's because you knowledgeable. You knowledgeable. The average person don't look at it like, all they look at it, oh, that's got it. You know, God has got a reputation.
Yeah,
so that's what they look at the reputation.
Yeah,
they don't look at the in-depth.
They don't look at it. They going with their heart and they betting on names and shit. That's why you get fucked up. You get fucked up like that.
Exactly.
But for him to whoop him twice and then whoop several other motherfuckers in the shootout, now that put him. That was the best shit. Now if he just whooped John Gotti, then I would have said, "Man, hell no, he don't get the belt. That wasn't shit. He ain't do shit. He supposed to whoop his ass." That's what I would have said. But
what did you know before they ran? You know, I had said he was gonna gap him. You know, I had said he was gonna gap him.
You said that. That's what I'm saying, dog. So you making my disclaimer even more understandable. I felt like John Gotti couldn't fuck with that motherfucker. You did, and several other people did. He got his own fans that felt like he could stay in the paint with them, but that ain't reality. That's just a motherfucker liking who they like. They ain't going by that. They ain't going by what they see. They ain't going by doing their homework. They just gambling with their motherfucking feelings in their heart.
That's the problem. See, they went by what they saw. See, they saw Gotti, you know, a few weeks ago. Gotti was out there flying. But they didn't realize Gotti had a motherfucking bigger mold in there. Gotta had to step down and put a 484 in there.
Some of the fans don't keep up with a motherfucker doing that. You know, they might not know he did that. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they didn't realize
at the end of the day, it's it. He didn't whoop just that guy. He whooped several other motherfuckers too. Shit, that was tough. Well, you know that the fans making them tough. They say that Panda got cuffed. What other car Ricky ran in their damn shootout?
Man, Ricky was out there like Bernie Mac when he stepped out of that motherfucking train.
Yeah, so, I mean, you know, so it's a toss-up, bro. That was a hard one, and I see a lot of shit going on. I ain't even get in the middle of it. I ain't even been in no mood to even go back and forth with no motherfuckers in the last 2 weeks. Shit. Fuck. Mm. Fuck out, turn out. Let them have their way sometimes. Fuck.
They say Ricky was like Bernie Mac when he stepped out that motherfucking train and running for prison, slapping the shit out of
him. But see, Jughead, did you hear what Tate said? Everybody thought I was trying to be funny or trying to be joking. I was feeling the same way Tate just said, for a man to have a big ass motor in a car like that and then take it out and put a smaller one in there and get it back right, you just can't do that shit to me. You just can't do it. Get it right. You might get lucky. And that's what I kept saying. Started going to gap him, and I admit that. And I was going to bet it. I was trying to be mad just trying to talk about nobody.
And if you would have done it, that's what you'd have did. You'd have won.
When I seen the Lockheed post, and I seen that they were running 48 poles apiece, go back and find the pole. I said, stop it when they got that motherfucker. I said the same exact thing on the pole.
There's one race I wish I hate I missed. I swear to God. I hate not to be a Benedict right there.
So you got paid, Kate. You got paid.
Oh Lord, dog. Oh my God, man. Shit.
I know how you bet it. I know how you bet it. And if you felt like you could win, I know how you bet it. I know how you bet it.
No, I bet. You no, bet no. I bet it good at home. No, I bet it good at home, but you know I don't bet strangers. So you know what I'm saying? It's only so much I can gamble on because I'm at home. I'm only gonna bet certain people. But boy, if I could have bet that goddamn track, ooh, good, good, good.
Yeah.
Hey, no. I didn't even know that the man that changed the motors and I had went with Salty B and got me some money.
Yeah. Well, see, now, a lot of people going with Salty B don't care what he did. They just like
Salty
B. Some people, you know, they just like the Salty B.
A lot of people just go with Salty B because they're
when Tay said he seen him said 44 pieces, he started, his mouth all watering then. He really started watering. Shit.
Man, I said, man, this man got to be crazy.
The man, he's going to go down that track flying almost every time. It ain't nothing but a good investment to bet with him because he's going down that track flying.
Danny Boy said it right. A lot of people don't agree with it. Danny Boy said it right. Danny Boy said, I look at how they go down there for that chick, how consistent they are for that chick. And Salty B gonna go 95% of the time. They going down there 95% of the time.
That's right. Yeah.
So far, huh? I ain't seen that motherfucker not go down the track.
Well, you know you always need room for jughead.
Some things you don't gotta tell everybody, man. Y'all be fucking up for niggas through gamble. You ain't gotta tell them that. Now let these motherfuckers figure that shit out.
They don't know.
Yeah. I ain't been telling motherfucker what another motherfucker resume is. You don't know, good. Yeah, that shit.
When Tate seen it, there was gonna be 44 piece. His mouth started watering.
Like a motherfucker. And I'm mad Steven didn't even let me in the pot. Steven said, shit, fuck that. I'm getting all this.
So who you like? Big J got a big headline going on now.
Which one?
Jesse James and Deja Vu locked in.
I'm going to be honest with you. I know about that. I'm going to be honest with you. I like Jesse James on that, especially in Texas.
What about lawyer Jesse James?
I like Jesse James in Texas. Give any damn.
Okay, what about the lawyer Deja Vu? All three of them locked in with each other.
I like Deja Vu.
Uh-oh.
I don't like the lawyer man, one of them.
Oh, man, not the Rock.
I don't like the lawyer man, one of them races. Let me tell you why now. Tech going to get mad at me. Texas got different weather than we got over here. If he get there and can adjust to that weather right, then he might have a better chance. But if you ask me right now, the lawyer don't win a race over there. He don't win no race over there against now one of them people.
Dog, I guarantee you, not very many people understood why you kept saying, I like him. You like him in Texas. I like him in Texas.
Yeah, in Texas.
I know why the
you
fuck you like
in Texas.
Texas. Yeah, I don't like that. You're wrong for that shit, dog.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
I'm sorry.
Not that old dry ass heat.
Running in Texas,
that's why see, Tate smart. Now, that's how come Tate smart. Tate can't stay up there where he live at and run his car and then come down here and think he's going to do good. Now, he come down here and get his car right down here, you got a big-ass problem. Because them boys from Texas will come down here and let me acclimate right. They'll come over here and blow them some bitches up. They'll blow them up over here. Y'all got to know how to get acclimated with the different areas. That was y'all. I'm gonna put it that way and leave it alone.
Well, somebody it's a difference between humidity and dry heat. It's a difference.
Jesse James will beat anybody I think around here in Texas, but Father B, because Father B done been over there just as much as he been over there. Father B got it. They got a tune up for Mars. They go to Mars. They got a tune up for that.
Well, hell, they tuna from
y'all.
Texas.
Yeah. Well, it doesn't make no difference. I'm just saying that tuna being from Texas don't mean that you got it's the temperature, it's the air, it's the humidity,
yep.
It's the elevation, all that good stuff go hand in hand.
It's the dry heat over there in Texas versus humidity in other places.
Well, in Texas, I like Jesse James with everybody except Salt and Meat. I like Salt to be on the moon. If they go to the moon, they're going to bring me some cheese back.
Mm-hmm.
No, man, that's the moon.
I don't know. Somebody going to get fucked up. That's all they're going to. That's all I'm going to say. And did the show hang up?
No, but I was going to say, since we didn't, if anybody got them, I'm at work. I'm going to get fired from one of my jobs.
I'm finna tell y'all something, y'all. I'm finna tell y'all something. Y'all see Tate posted the unfriendly ghost getting some work done on it, right?
Oh, yeah.
Watch how many people try to lock him in while he in the shop.
Oh, man, not the cosmetic surgery.
You know what? That cosmetic surgery, Tater get pissed off and go out there running the way it is.
Sure will.
Mm-hmm.
Sure will. Watch him. Watch how they try to pick at him. Watch how they try to get at him. Watch now. Watch.
No, I think they didn't learn their lesson now because Tate make them stand on it. There's the thing about Tate. When you challenge him when he can't do nothing and then when he can do something, you make him stand on it.
Hell yeah.
Stop being friendly with that junk. You're going to make him stand on it.
Trinker.
Yeah.
Trinker. I'm going to tell you this. If you take a lesson from last year, Tate Motor wasn't even in the fucking car. Tate made them motherfuckers back up in the goddamn corner.
Right.
You got
to point that joke. You got to point
he
that
did
joke.
Not, he did that now. Damn sure did now.
And yeah, well, I did.
But look here.
With every car that they threw at him.
Yeah.
Not just one car. Every car that they threw at him, they thought he wasn't going to stay locked in. He backed every last one of them in the corner.
All right, Joe, you got a point. But what I'm going to say right now, guys, I'm supposed to be working. If y'all ain't got nothing important to go, I'm going to go ahead and shut this one down. It was a very good prayer show, and we had a good discussion afterwards. And everybody came on and was pretty good. I appreciate all y'all today. And if I offended anybody the other day, I apologize. But if I did it at the time I did it, I meant it. So.
That's
I don't know what my
about.
Part of the meaning is.
Ah, shit. Two tears in a bucket.
Well, like
you
I said,
know
the rest. I'm human. Some people don't realize I'm human, too. Sometimes I be put that my shell I got around me, it breaks sometimes, too.
Yeah, you're human. But I'm here to tell you, dog,
man,
you stand in solidarity for you. It's more people stand with you than against you. You better believe that.
Here you go, Trigger. Here you go, Trigger. Here you go.
A bullshit.
This is splah.
No. Yeah. Oh, Lord, not that dumb. Well, anyway, with that being said, guys, I'm finna go ahead and shut this one down and go ahead and earn my little couple of dollars I'm gonna get in here. And I still might end up. I might go to Mile and I might go to the Hog Pen. Better boy and them got a race over there in Prescott. I might go there. Ricky Stanbrook going to be doing the prepping over there. I might load up and go to Prescott. I'm not sure. I might just stay my ass at home because of that heat like he is there. But I'm wide open. So if anybody talking trash, don't threaten me this week because I'm free. Don't threaten me. If you anybody in my zip code, I will try some dumb shit.
What's going on in Maryland, dog?
Peso
got a race
up
there.
Peso got a race. Maryland.
Big Peso.
Yeah. And I will. I was 70% chance I want to go up there if Leon locked me in. I was going to be 100%, but Leon came on today and messed that up. And right now, I'm finna start mellowing out. I'm finna start pleasing me and stop trying to please everybody else right now. So with that being said, I don't even want to run him no more. I don't even want to run him. I don't even want to run him. I'm going to say that right now. So if you get me on the show and talk trash to me unless he hit the right nerve, I'm scared. I let him feel the bigger man. I'm scared. I don't even want to run him now. Mm-hmm. You know I wanted him bad in the hall, wanted slop to get. You know I wanted him bad in the hall.
Oh,
slop.
Man.
Mm-hmm. I was coming up to my house for sure.
Have y'all ever raced yet?
Yeah, we done raced about 3 or 4 times. He done beat me every time he raced. He done beat me.
Mm-hmm.
He beat me.
Dang.
But, I ain't satisfied, until you just like your mama used to whip your butt when you was a kid. If she didn't beat your ass the right time, you would have did the same dumb shit again.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
So anybody got any closing words? Anybody got anything today? I want to thank everybody for coming on. And like I said, I apologize, but if I did it, when I did it, I meant it when I did it. But I apologize in advance now.
Yeah, well.
Anybody got any closing?
Good looking out, dog. But like I said, though, next time you get in trouble, man, just throw the cap up in the air. That'll be a signal.
I got you.
Okay.
All right, guys. We'll see y'all. We'll see y'all when we see you. Have a great one, y'all.
Be safe, dog.
Mm-hmm.
All right.